about.
Welcome to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, where you'll experience the complete rock and roll lifestyle without the lawsuits and STDs.
Woo! STDs!
Now, you're all here for one reason.
To rock!
Who said that? That's right, Otto. We're here to rock!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
B.I.G.
$4,500. Hundreds only. Benjamin Franklin is killing the game.
You sound like you might be a little bit jealous, babe. No, and I know a little something about being jealous because people have been jealous of me my entire life.
And now.
#swag.
Our feature presentation.
That's a hit right there. That's a hit.
Morning, everybody.
Brand new show, man.
Brand new Kevin Amicho. It is Thursday, the 9th of July. What does the hat Free Brady mean? It's not Tom Brady. Is it? You talking about Tom Brady? It says Free Brady.
Does it on my hat?
Yes.
Huh.
Free
Brady. Free him from this ridiculous NFL jail that he is in. What? I couldn't even get that.
She's wearing that hat.
So your team cheating without consequences?
Nope. That's not it at all.
Really? Because that seems like...
Seems like
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. No. Hmm. No.
Okay.
Well, what are you saying then?
I'm saying...
There could be no penalty?
I'm saying one game. Possibly two.
One game, possibly two.
That's possibly
not,
two.
That's not so good on a hat, though, so...
Yeah, it's too long, so yeah. I just have Free Brady.
Free Brady.
All right. Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, we just learned a lot about Miss Hallie McKay.
It's a choice.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, it is Thursday morning, and the nation is rejoicing a little bit today as a result of a long, arduous trial of about a year that finally came to a conclusion yesterday. Okay. Kevin, did you hear about this, the robocall case against Time Warner?
I did not.
Well, then I'm going to give you a chance to be the judge.
You be the judge right now. You can be the judge right now. You be the judge.
Here comes the judge.
You be the judge right now. Come on now and be the judge.
Her name is Araceli King, and she took
Guilty.
On the big boy.
What?
Well, let's hear a little bit more.
Okay.
She took on the big boys when she hired a lawyer to sue Time Warner Cable because of automated and pre-recorded calls that were coming into her home.
Oh, and they called way too much?
Yes, they called way too much. They continued even after she contacted them and said, hey, remove me from your list of people that you call. Do not call anymore. And they continued to call. It ended up getting to the point of harassment. Between July of 2013 and August of 2014, she received 153 automated or pre-recorded calls to her phone without her consent. 153.
You think that's a glitch or that there's no way they did that on purpose, right?
You wouldn't think so, right?
And are they trying to get her to switch to Time Warner? What is the robocall actually about?
Thank you for asking, Allie.
You're
she
welcome.
Is already a Time Warner subscriber.
What?
But she had the phone number of a person who owed Time Warner money. Who previously had been a Time Warner customer.
Ah.
They were trying to reach a man named, I think it was Luis Perez. I don't see it just glancing at this article. They were trying to reach a guy who used to have that phone number. And she explained that to them multiple times. Look, he doesn't live here anymore.
Wow.
That happened to you for a while, Kevin, where you were getting all sorts of calls or texts or something for some girl, right?
And they will not believe that that's not the right number. Doesn't
right.
matter
they
what
refuse,
you say.
They refuse to accept that you're not that person.
Right.
You just have the same phone number, right? So she went to court, and I don't. I mean, look, I don't blame her for going to court. I mean, that is harassment at that point. I mean, 153 calls. Sometimes the calls came six in a day, but you would not think you would have the ability to beat Time Warner, even if you were right. Did you just feel like they would have all the attorneys in the world?
Yeah, they're the big company. You're the little person. There's no way you could afford the lawyers they have.
Yeah, surprised it even went to trial,
yeah.
actually.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they didn't want it to. As I said, it took over a year for it finally to get to trial and then come to a conclusion. The company, by the way, said that the calls did not violate the Telephone Consumer Protection Act because they weren't an automatic dialing system. The company argued that she didn't suffer harm. She consented to the calls under the customer agreement. The terms of service agreement says we may call you at the number you provide for us for any purpose, including marketing of our services. However, if you ask to have your number placed on our do not call list, we will not call you at that number for marketing purposes, but we may use automated dialing systems or artificially recorded voices to call for you.
So all of the fine print that none of us read. Huh.
Exactly. So she sued Kevin, and she won. I'm telling you that much.
My question for you is... Guilty.
Time Warner is guilty, yes. My question for you is, what did the judge award her? How much money?
She was asking for money.
Will Time Warner have to pay Miss Araceli King of Irving, Texas, age 44.
I'm going to say $200,000.
$200,000?
Yes. That's my guess.
Dollars.
Yeah.
Huh. Allie, you want to take a stab at it?
I'm going to say her court fees and then throw in 10 grand just to be nice for her pain and suffering.
Okay.
All right. Chip?
I was going to say about $15,000.
$15,000. Well, Kevin is easily the winner in this competition.
Thank you.
An outstanding guess. Kevin, maybe you should be a judge.
$200,000?
$230,000 is how much she was awarded.
Wow, I'm a genius.
You are a genius. That is very, very impressive.
I was guessing high just because I thought no possible
way. Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Her attorney says this is an important judgment and an important message. Consumers should know they have the right to recover for unwanted robocalls, and they have the ability to take these big companies to court and make them pay and account for what they do. So $230,000, as I mentioned, the nation is pleased to see Time Warner get a little something.
How about that?
I bet they paid that much again for attorneys to fight this thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I hope she doesn't have any cable issues because she is not getting someone out there in the allotted time ever again.
We'll be there between noon and 2018. So you just wait for us.
Good luck with that.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin Amico, shall we?
I have no idea what you just said, but I feel totally transformed.
I was gone this past weekend, but Chip went up to visit Bean.
Mm-hmm.
And that cannot have gone well.
How dare you?
We're going to go.
I'm an excellent host.
Yeah, we'll go through the weekend and we'll decide. The things that they did. Man, oh man, from the second Bean picked her up at the airport. Woo!
Kevin, you know how on NFL games, when the Seahawks are playing, they always, always do the scene of the guys at Pike Place Market catching the fish.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Chip did that.
Mm-hmm.
She caught two fish like a baller.
With her mouth? Like a bear.
What?
No. No. Not like that? That's not how you do it?
We took them out of the freezer yesterday, Chip, and once you know, we're having them tonight. So.
Hell yeah.
I'm having fish that you caught
on
my dinner plate tonight.
Guppies? They were real size fish?
They were goldfish.
Okay. I was going to say, with your little baby hands, how are you doing that?
So, I mean, it's not going to be much of a meal, but we're going to have them tonight.
Also on today's show, we're going to talk to Dr. Drew, as we do on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. We have Jim Rome, as we do on Thursdays, talking
sports. Boy, do we have a lot to talk to Jim Rome about.
Yes, we do.
Was that one of the craziest things you've ever seen in an offseason of any sport?
I was talking to Dave in the other room, and DeAndre Jordan, he says this happens more than people realize.
Really?
Yeah, that it happens, you know, not all the time, but a lot.
But not on this scale with emojis.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, where owners and coaches and other players come back from vacation and fly to your home and basically hold you hostage until you sign. That can't happen very often.
Weirdest stories.
So great.
And for a guy who shoots free throws at 14%.
Right.
Crazy.
Imagine if he were good.
Right. Comedian Whitney Cummings will be in the studio today. Very excited about that. We have tickets for Comic-Con. For you, which begins today, I believe. We have Ant-Man. We have tickets for that. We are going to talk to Doug Benson on the program today, and Omar is going to get a vasectomy. So in the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to ask for your horror stories. Your vasectomy's gone wrong, just to make him scared. That's what we do.
It's nice.
So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat. 552. What's going on?
You.
Is Hulk smashing?
Why
What's
me?
Happening?
You.
Why me?
Because you don't listen. You don't understand. You don't understand the problem.
English is Kevin's second language.
That's right. That. Thank you, Bean. What problem?
Hey,
what
am I missing? Cancels. I counted up.
What am I missing?
We're just talking about the headphones before we get on the air. Mm-hmm. It's a brand new headphone. It's just the pad. You can pull these pads off. You can replace the pads.
Right.
So the pad was off the headphone. That's all. Someone had not put it on.
Right.
So it needed to be done. But we don't need new headphones.
And mine's coming off. So
well, we just put it on. Well, you just need someone to put it on.
We just
all.
Bring them in and it's a do-it-yourself plan? What the hell? Somebody can't put it.
Someone should check out the condition of the headphone before we wear them.
That's what I'm saying.
You said we need new headphones. We don't need brand new headphones. But these are brand new headphones.
You know, Kevin buys a new car rather than fill it up with gas. At yes. You know that.
This was dirty. This car is dirty.
Kevin wears underwear once, Rob. You got to remember the guy you're dealing with. Rich Kevin. Come
on. How dare you?
Hey, Linus must be so busy. Can you imagine there at the mansion what he needs to constantly replace all the time? This plate is dirty. Buy me new china. It's like constantly just getting new forks and just every time he eats. It's just it's a nonstop shopathon over there.
How dare you?
Has to be.
Hey, what the hell's going on in the world, Ralph Garman?
Well, all I know is that the guy we thought was the commissioner of the police is actually a big thief, Tom Selleck. I'm looking at you. He's the commissioner of the police, and there he is breaking all the laws. That's a bad example to set for his sons, first of all, who are also cops, but also for the rest of us.
That's Blue Blood.
Yes, you're right. It is. And he should not be the commissioner of the police. I think he should resign his position.
It's a TV show. It's television.
He's just acting that
fiction.
I think we have to agree to disagree on this one.
Okay.
Magnum PI himself busted for stealing water, you son of a bitch.
Stealing water?
You Law and Order son of a bitch.
Oh, I'm Mr. Law and Order. Oh, I support the police. Oh, everybody should have a gun. Look at my mustache. Thief!
That's alleged.
Allegedly. Yeah, apparently Ventura County has sued Tom Selleck, claiming, this is insane, by the way, he's got an avocado ranch up there in Ventura County, up by Camarillo.
Okay.
I know it's Camarillo. Everyone relax. 60 acres of avocado trees. Right. They require a lot of water, you know, those avocados.
That's what I've heard. I've heard they're real water hogs.
Oh, they're suckers. Them and the almonds. Don't get me started on the almonds. I will burn this house down with the almond story. But it's tough, you know. It's tough out there for a pimp these days when you need water because we don't have any in the state of California. So what Magnum PI did is he pulled up in his old Maserati there, a Ferrari, whatever he was driving, him and Higgins. And they hopped out, and they would fill up a tanker truck from a public fire hydrant.
Is that right?
No. Turn on the fire hydrant, run the water from the hydrant into a tanker truck, and then truck the water back to his ranch.
There's no gray area there.
No, there isn't.
That is blatant theft.
And the water district was like, why is so much water going out of that fire hydrant? So they hired a private detective.
Weird.
To case the joint. And to find out who was stealing the water for the last couple of years, and they found the culprit. Who is it? Who do you think it is? Tom Selleck.
That's awesome.
Now, a private investigator, a PI,
he's not
busted
a real PI.
Selleck.
He's an actor.
No, but a real PI busted Selleck. Don't you see the irony?
That is true.
Because he was a PI.
Right.
He used to be a private investigator in Hawaii.
Right.
And he's now he's an avocado rancher. Right. And now a private investigator, probably from Hawaii, has also caused his downfall.
Now, do we know whether Mr. Selleck was aware of what was going on?
Oh,
or was it employees who were acting independently?
You don't do anything without Selleck knowing.
Okay. That's
you
alleged.
Know that. You know Selleck is the head of that crime family.
How do I get those avocados? Those are probably pretty good.
So good.
Pretty good, right?
See,
with all the water.
You're missing the point
what?
Of my story.
I'm saying those were good avocados.
I'm
they're
hungry.
They're getting more water than most.
Did you say avocado? You know what you should do if you're hungry?
What?
You should be like Ariana Grande and just go lick donuts. That seems to be tasty. More fallout.
Is that a thing?
More fallout from Lickgate, as they're calling it.
Donuts taste good.
Yes, they do.
There it is.
Yes, they do. Why does anyone have that audio?
I don't know.
More fallout from her licking donuts over at Wolfie Donuts in Lake Elsinore, California. And, even more importantly, fallout from her turning to her boyfriend slash backup dancer and saying, I hate Americans. I hate America.
Yeah, that's not what you want to have on tape.
No.
For the world to see.
And, coincidentally, She has backed out of the Saturday All-Star Baseball Concert there in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, no! This is a colossal disaster.
She canceled her appearance, saying she had to have emergency oral surgery to remove her foot from her mouth after she said she hates Americans. No, it's her teeth. She's got teeth problems.
And then she says, I'm sorry, I apologize, I didn't mean
her teeth would be in better shape. She didn't lick all those donuts.
That's true.
There's a lot of powdered sugar on those.
That's true.
Now, I think the context for her was is that she was making a reference to somebody
giant
brought
donut.
A plate
there
of
were
giant
donuts.
Donuts. Right. Yeah, like the 2,000 calorie donuts. And right. I think that's why she was, I hate America.
So she was fat shaming America.
Right, exactly.
Even though there were no fat people there. She was astral projecting fat shame across America.
And doesn't she weigh like 65 pounds?
And doesn't
like
she also should shut the F up?
Yes, as well.
Absolutely.
I thought so too. And shouldn't she also, by the way, to Tom Bien, not lick donuts?
Yes.
That she hasn't purchased?
Although, Ralph, in her defense.
Donuts taste good.
Yes, they do.
Ah.
What's happening? What is happening
on
this
show? It's
going
to become a thing. Licking donuts.
See? That guy's angry. That guy, too, I think. Congratulations to Marissa Tomei. She has just been cast as Peter Parker's Aunt May in the next installment of the Spider-Man franchise. Of course, Tom Holland is tapped to play Peter Parker, and now Marissa Tomei will now be Aunt May.
Now, how do you feel about that?
She's a young Aunt May.
Yeah, she sure is. You seem to be a little bit more forgiving than some comic book geeks about the liberties that they might take with casting for the movies. You know, more than some people. But that just seems like not even close to how Aunt May is shown in the comic books.
Well,
right?
They have been younging her up lately, even in the comics. Okay. And I think what they want to do is put an actress in place there that they can have in the role for a decade so the franchise can go on. I mean, it has been getting, the character's getting progressively younger in the comics, but also in the films as well, because Sally Field, who played in the most recent incarnation with Andrew Garfield,
right, yeah. It's hard to keep all the Spider-Man stories.
It is, there's a lot of them. She was younger than just traditionally portrayed as Aunt May, but Marissa Tomei is significantly younger. So
yeah, I'm just saying, why would Peter Parker leave the house, you know?
Yeah, so he could bang his aunt? Ooh. Is that what you're saying? He'd stay at home banging his aunt?
That's not going to be better than Marissa Tomei.
That went south so fast! Because Uncle Ben would say, don't do that, I'm a ghost. Because Uncle Ben dies.
Okay.
Spoilers.
Bing, bing. What is going on?
Why did you make that noise?
Today's celebrity birthdays. All these stars born on today, July the 9th. Jimmy Smits is 60 years old today. Ah, my old NYPD blue coat.
Sure.
Jimmy Smits.
Did you ever meet him?
Nope. Actually, I did meet him once. Before I joined the cast of NYPD Blue, I used to park cars. I had a gig.
Just park
with Transpo as a part-time gig. I had a couple bucks. I would work for my buddy in the transportation division, and we would tell the stars where to park their cars in the morning before the shoot.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a very glamorous showbiz job. And I met him then. He was very nice. He would always say good morning to me and ask me how I was doing.
But if somebody had come up to you, young Ralph Garman, parking Mr. Smith's car and said, one day you're going to be on a TV show with him, but you'll never meet him, you probably would have taken that.
Actually, I joined the cast after he left. That's why I never met him. I started working on NYPD Blue.
Did replace him.
When Mark Paul Gosselaar became Sipowitz's partner. That was my first season.
Here's the clip.
Watching Donnie Hertzner?
Yeah. He's in the OR.
Why?
He developed some bleeding. There's old ladies around here somewhere. Shelly Hertzner? She's all pissed off because she can't see him. I'll go get her.
Yeah.
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 Officer Exposition. Hard at work. Yes, she is bleeding over there. Her husband is over there, and that guy's name is Steve. They drive a yellow Plymouth. I think you should probably check out the tires. They look like they need some air. Courtney Love is 51 years old today. Tom Hanks is 59. Jack White turns 40. Actor-director Fred Savage turns 39 years old today. And one of Bean's heroes, O.J. Simpson, celebrates his 68th
birthday
today. Not
one of my heroes at all.
Bean's got a lot of effing shaky heroes. All I know is he's got a picture, a framed picture of O.J. hanging on his wall at home.
Yes.
Well, that actually is true.
That is
nude. And
exactly.
Hanging.
It's nude.
It's nude.
Bean
is a hanging nude. And Chip has been there. Chip has seen.
Did you see it?
She posed for a picture next to the O.J. Schwanz.
So he's not making that up. He actually has a framed picture of O.J.'s junk.
And there's a picture of Chip next to the framed picture of O.J.'s junk, and his junk is bigger than her.
Yeah. Wow.
True story.
I'm the juice. Whatever that is.
She could swing.
Be a good guy.
She could swing off it like an old tire by the creek. I don't even know what that means. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock. It is 10 minutes after 6.
Once again, 9 o'clock this morning, we want you to be qualified for Lollapalooza in Chicago. It's K-Rock's Road Trip USA 2015. A great lineup this year. Paul McCartney, Kevin, is going to be there.
Yeah, Paul McCartney.
Also, Metallica, Monsters and Man, Tame Impala, Alabama Shakes, Florence and the Machine. So much more details at K-Rock.com. Your chance to qualify on the Kevin and Bean Show every day this week at 9 a.m.
All right, so Chip visited Bean.
Yeah.
We already talked about that. We covered this while you were out.
Nope.
It's funny because I asked off the air, did you guys go through exactly what you guys did?
No. Nope.
We referenced
it. The answer is no.
Generally, Chip came up, she had a great time, and now we move on.
Am I under oath?
Yes, you are.
Which one of them do you want?
Put your hand on this tiny little Bible and raise your right hand.
All right, Chip, I'd like you to tell us step by step what happened.
Can we start with first all the decision-making process of I'm going to go visit Bean? How does that happen? What do you go through mentally to say this is a choice?
He invited me and I said, sure.
Wow.
And then you guys give him anything. Crap when he canceled the first time. You gave him so much crap about it. So I'd never been to Seattle, and Bean said, hey, come up. And I said, all right.
So you get up there, you get off the plane. What do you do?
Okay.
And I also want to add, by the way, that
A lot of disclaimers going on here.
Donna had a chance to meet Chip in Las Vegas when we did the Hall of Fame and just loved her, just really enjoyed spending time with her and was really excited about and was kind of urging me, hey, you should have Chip come up and visit. It would be a lot of fun to spend some more time with her. So that was kind of part of it, too.
All right, Chip, what happened? You get off the plane.
Okay, well, first, I think Bean forgets this, but I'm off the plane, and I text him, hey, I'm at, got off the plane, pick me up at gate, whatever. And he's like, I'm running late, I'm at the post office.
What? He's running late? He's at the post office?
Yep.
How long did you have to wait?
Extra 20 minutes.
The perfect host already.
Bean, out the gate. Why can't you go to the post office any other time? She's at the airport.
You know you have a guest coming on a flight.
Because I had just driven over from the island to get Chip and realized that my father's birthday was that weekend.
Right.
So I went and got him a card and then filled it out and then took it to the post office to mail it to him. So that was an errand I was running on my way to the airport.
But you knew what time she was coming in.
I did. Perhaps I could have left earlier.
Or gone to the post office after you picked her up.
All right. So he's late because he went to the post office.
Yes.
Next.
Then we go get lunch, and it's Thursday.
Denny's.
He takes you to Denny's.
And didn't we have a great time, Chip?
Oh, sure.
You got to meet the whole staff.
I was going to say, what's the response when he walks into Denny's?
Hey, Bean, hey,
pretty
everybody.
Much.
What, is he like the mayor? What?
He's the mayor of Dennytown.
Here's the funny thing is that we all accept the fact that Bean loves Denny's, right? It's just the thing that we've known that about him for a long time.
Right.
When you go to a Denny's, it's fine.
Sure.
It's fine.
For what it is, it's fine.
That's as good as Denny's gets, though, is that it's fine.
And the best part was, it was what 2 o'clock, Bean, when we were there? Surrounded by people who are 90.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. That's Bean's crowd.
Bean's like, this is my place. This is awesome.
Yeah. All right. So you eat with 90-year-olds at Denny's.
All right.
Good.
And then what did we do after that, Bean? We went to...
I think we went downtown. I think that's when we went down to the Duck Tour.
Is there a 7-Eleven in the mix at all?
7-Eleven was Saturday.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I don't want to rush you.
Got to save that for when you have time.
This whirlwind trip to Seattle. I don't want to spoil or anything.
Right, so that was touristy. Good. So you saw that.
Yeah, we did that. Look, we did a lot of touristy things. Yeah. I know you guys are going to try to mock Chip's visit, but I took her to museums. I took her to
Nothing against Seattle. There's a lot to see in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
But who would see it with you is what we're saying.
You didn't even pick her up at the airport.
I feel I was an excellent host. And by the way, we don't have a lot of time, but how about the rager of a party that we had on Saturday night for 4th of July? What about that, Chip?
Are we skipping anything that we need to know between then and Saturday night?
No.
Okay,
no, yeah.
So the party.
Let's go to the party.
Tell us about
that. So before the party, they asked for help, so I helped setting it up. So
what
I
mean, they asked for help. What does that mean?
They're getting ready
to work.
Yeah.
They put you to work.
Put me to work.
Yeah.
So I was cutting.
The Hostmaster General. The Hostmaster General put her to work at a party where she was a guest.
Hey, you're a guest. Can you carry stuff?
Yeah. Can you do these things?
You know, chopping vegetables, putting together skewers.
Slave labor. That's why you were there.
I made about 40 Moscow mules.
What? You bartended at a party that you were a guest at.
Pre-made. But the best part was, I had to test all the. I had to test and make sure they're good. So I had plenty of alcohol going into the party,
which you needed
exactly.
Okay, so you were.
You're adorable trying to put a good spin on this. I got the drink for free.
So you bartended? I mean, did you make drinks?
I made drinks. Yeah,
at what point? Yes.
At what point did you get injured?
I was almost done, and I cut my finger open on a ginger beer bottle.
Sweet.
But good times.
But you got workers' comp, though. You got workers' comp, right?
Because no.
Did he made you punch out?
Nope.
How long would you say you made drinks for people at that party?
Well, it was before the party. So it took about an hour.
An hour. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, make a drink.
Nothing like cheap labor.
Wow.
Let me ask you guys.
That sounds fun.
Mm. Chip was staying at my house.
Right.
Okay?
Right. As a guest.
Right,
right,
but and kind of a de facto co-host as well because
co-host?
What are you talking about?
Because she was.
How many of your guests were there, Chip? The ones that you invited to the party, all your friends. That's co-host of the party.
Carry the one.
What guests did you have?
None guests.
Oh, none guests. Ah. That's funny for a co-host. Did you think your friends would be invited?
Did the invitation say Bean and Chip invite you to a wonderful 4th of July celebration?
Nope.
Hmm.
What I'm saying is, it's not like. Look, Chip was at the house.
Right.
We were
right.
preparing for the party.
Right.
It was very nice of her to help, but it would have been weird for her not to help, too. And you guys would have done the exact same thing if it had been you. You would not have been sitting on the couch watching TV while the people whose house you were in were running around preparing for a party. You would have said, hey, what can I do?
I would say, honestly, I would think that the host, the person throwing the party, would have all of that covered.
You would think.
Yeah, you would think. So that I wouldn't be needed.
Right.
Yeah, but day of party, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done in terms
right.
of.
Right. And you knew that ahead of time.
Yard and all that
kind
of stuff.
People
that's why you bring in a staff.
Well, I don't have a. I'm
friends.
Have a staff.
You got Marty.
Well, Marty
he's
was
your slave,
Marty
man
was
slave.
Marty was
what?
Helping.
Oh, he was
Marty
helping.
Was helping. All right. Yeah, and after the party, it was Chip and Marty and Donna and me who were breaking down the party.
Some people, some hosts would say when their guests volunteered, what can I do? Please, relax. This is your vacation. We got this. Some might do that.
Right.
Because I've had experiences where I've been the host of things, and I've done that!
So she made drinks, but then she also cleaned up.
Sure. Well, Kevin, what's the point of importing help from Los Angeles if you're not going to have them set up and break down the party?
Until 1 a.m.
After she was injured, after she cut her fingers, she was like, I guess I can help you.
I stand correct. This is the best trip ever, Chip. You really made a wise choice.
You said till 1 a.m.?
Yep.
What's your next trip? Going to stand in front of Home Depot?
What?
Load paneling
which
for
one?
People?
Which one? That would be kind of nice.
What the hell?
At least you get paid for that. Yeah.
Did you go to any of his other places that he loves? Did you go to the post office?
No.
Did you go to IHOP? Did you go to 7-Eleven?
No, it wasn't Tuesday.
You?
We did go to 7-Eleven.
She wasn't there on a
she
Tuesday.
Wasn't there that long.
But you know what? In order to get pumped up for the party, you guys sat on the couch and did what?
Oh, we watched the uplifting Glenn Campbell documentary.
Oh, the Alzheimer's documentary.
About the guy who's playing his final tour with half of his family. He doesn't know who the hell his family is.
What?
Yeah. God bless
that's
America.
That's what we did on Saturday afternoon before the party.
That's a 4th of July to remember out there. Except then, for Glenn Campbell. He won't remember
it. And then when did you go to 7-Eleven?
When did we go, Beam? Saturday?
I think we went Saturday.
That's a packed Saturday.
Man, that's busy.
A lot of stuff on Saturday.
Did you go to 7-Eleven to buy Band-Aids for your cut-up hands from working behind the bar?
Looking back on it, maybe you could have made a different plan. It would have been better.
Maybe I should have canceled.
In retrospect?
I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah.
You think?
Maybe.
If Doc Brown shows up with a DeLorean, you don't get in that car to go back to that trip, right?
Mm. You'll never go again. That's our point.
Chip, don't go. He'll make you bartend.
Come on, guys. We don't have to do this, right? Don't we have like a Red Hot Chili Pepper song we need to play or something?
Look at the terror in OJ's. OJ, listen.
Oh, OJ. Wow, right really?
We just called you OJ.
Wow.
Man.
I met Omar Khan. Sure. Omar came in at the beginning of the week and says to us, he says, hey, guys, I'm going to be out on Friday. We're like, what's up, Bo? And he says,
finally getting that vasectomy. Two kids is enough. And we said, oh, I can't wait for this phone topic because we don't get a chance to do this very often, only when one of us goes under the knife. But we are going to be taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Let's terrify Omar about this this procedure
let's
tomorrow.
Let's move on. Don't we have some
this
funny...
There's a lot of things that can go wrong. You know that,
and
right?
And by the way, we do not want success stories. We're looking for stories that will scare him to death.
Listen,
we need disasters.
All I know is that we tried to get Dr. Mo on for to see how many vasectomy horror stories he had. He had none. You know why? Because 100% of the time, everything goes according to plan.
Can I tell you this? He probably doesn't do vasectomy.
I'm sure he does them all. He's doing one right now.
Sure.
So listen to this to kind of get us started here, O. So you're having the thing done tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sean writes in from Anaheim. Hey, kids. First of all, if you think that someone taking a knife and soldering iron to your testicles is painful, then you're right. But what you probably haven't thought about until now is the smell. Cauterizing your tubes fills the air with the sweet smell of burning flesh. That smell, plus the pain, plus how uncomfortable and tense you are in the first place, just adds up to a day of fun. And then I had complications.
Oh.
It didn't heal quite right.
Oh, no.
And now my testicles ache anytime I get an erection. It's like constant blue balls. Oh. The doctor did warn me that this was a potential complication, and when I told him about it, he said he could try cutting me again to see if he can fix it, but he couldn't guarantee it would get much better.
Wow.
I can actually feel the large lump of scar tissue that used to be one of my tubes. Long story short, Omar, just wear a condom. They're really not that bad. That's what Sean says from Anaheim.
Yeah, you know, you go into this consultation, like a 1 hour consultation beforehand,
sure.
You know,
with
a group of dudes. Yeah, well, you watch like a 15-minute video. And,
the hell?
Yeah, and they tell you anything can go wrong.
Right, sure.
Nothing is guaranteed.
Right.
So sign on the dotted line at your own risk.
I had it done.
Yeah.
And you walk into the office, and it's a weird thing to walk into an office and go, okay, everyone here is going to focus on my junk. And just a couple. It's really weird. And the first thought I had was, please don't let the nurse be hot.
Right.
Because if the nurse is hot, then things happen and are uncuttable. You know what I mean? Like they would need a chainsaw there.
Yeah, they'd be like, wow, that's why they call you thicky.
She was smoking hot, by the way.
Really?
Yes. That's the one thing I remember. And then the other thing I remember is what Bean just said. I remember seeing smoke. And smelling the what Bean just said.
You're awake burning. For this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is like outpatient, like quick.
Yes.
It's like the whole procedure is about 20 minutes. Yeah. You're in and out.
Yep.
Allie, it's not a it's just in the office, too. It's not – you're not –
It's just an office visit.
Surgery. Yeah, it's just an office visit.
Sometimes they do it in the back of a van. I think that's what Omar's doing.
Well, like lightning in the studio next door.
Yeah. It's
I feel like you shouldn't be able to see smoke rising from your
– I agree. And that freaked me out. I said – and I think I yelled, no one told me there was going to be smoke. there's smoke coming from my penis.
Oh,
no one told me about – this is not in the brochure.
Omar – by the way, thank you for the calls. We'll go to you in 1 second, listeners. But Omar, what did we do to Lightning? When Lightning had his vasectomy done a few years ago, didn't we do it here at K-Rock?
We did it here
in the next studio.
And all I remember is that leading up to it, Money and Psycho Mike were so excited because they got a chance to shave his balls. Yeah, they actually had to flip a coin to see who went first.
Yeah.
They were so excited.
None of us understand the excitement.
Yeah, we're like, no way I'm going down there. What?
Yeah.
But they were so excited.
The Armenian comedian was in there telling jokes during
that's
the procedure.
Right.
Yeah.
We had somebody escaping from
a straitjacket,
and there was a race. Can you do the vasectomy before the guy gets out of the
straitjacket?
We had a juggler. I believe we had a juggler.
Super Steve was in a pizza eating contest also at the same time.
Yeah.
And apparently Lightning reminds me we had a stripper who straddled him on the operating table while the doctor sewed him up.
Lightning ended up having minor complications, by the way.
And there was an elephant.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have time to take one call real quick before the break at 1-800-520-1067? Let's go... Where do you want to start? They're all disasters.
All right, let's go to Richard.
But everything's going to be fine with me, guys.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, good morning.
Vasectomy disasters. What happened?
Well, went in on a Friday and was told to relax, and put some ice down there and just take it easy. Don't do anything.
Right.
Got up on Saturday morning, said, hell, this is great. Nothing wrong. It's feeling really good. So decided to go out and finish a project that I had started, which was... setting some railroad ties for a wall that I was building.
Wait, what?
What are you doing? They tell you not to lift anything heavy, like, for 7 days.
He just wants to build a wall.
Yeah.
That's exactly
what are you working for, Donald Trump?
So what went wrong? What happened?
Well, turns out that you're not supposed to stress yourself.
Right. And, which they told you. Go ahead.
Yes. Woke up on Sunday morning with a couple of eggplants hanging between my legs.
Oh,
sweet.
Well, that's on you, dude. By the way.
Yeah.
Well, kind of, yeah. Yeah.
No, not kind of. I, Richard, am a dumbass. That's what this is.
100% on you.
All right.
But Omar is exactly that kind of guy.
Right?
What?
Yeah, he goes in his backyard and he's doing all kinds of landscaping and everything and building stuff.
I'll do some light gardening.
Oh, it's going to be great.
All right. Jeff and Tony and Chad and Rick and Patrick, they all regret their vasectomies. Omar, let's see if you will too. We'll take some calls next when we return right after this on K-Rock.
So
all right, what's next, guys? Ah, that crazy bean. He's a weird fellow, right?
So tomorrow.
Thanks for that info, bean.
A doctor
right.
is going to have a scalpel or you know, some kind of old a knife, like a steak knife.
A rusty knife.
And he's going to cut into your, you know, your balls.
Yeah.
And that's going to be not good for you.
It's not going to be a moment of party.
Nope.
That's for sure.
We are taking your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. We're looking for vasectomy horror stories, just so DJ Omar Khan has something to worry about under the knife tomorrow. Listen to this. Rochelle writes in, hey, damn it, Kevin and Bean. My husband is going to be getting a vasectomy soon. He listens to the show. You guys are going to make him want to not do it.
Yeah, he shouldn't
That's
do it.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Jeff. He's in Laverne. Again, 1-800-520-1067. What happened to you, Jeff? And thank you for the call, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, it started with my wife telling me if I ever want sex again, I need to get a vasectomy.
All right, good enough. Vasectomy it is.
Right. So the morning started out with 4 Valium and a 6-pack of beer at 4 in the morning. I'm a little apprehensive about somebody being down there with the scalpel.
Sure.
He makes the local injection and right. waits about a total of 4 seconds and made the incision.
What? Oh. So there's no way that it took. It helped. There's no way that helped.
So no anesthesia for you, basically.
No. I felt from the time he put the scalpel in and he drove down, I felt everything.
Oh,
and everybody in the waiting room heard the F-bomb.
Oh, you were yelling man. After 4 Valium and a 6-pack.
Oh, yeah. And to top it off, the doctor thought he was really hilarious by pulling the vas deferens and making my shoulders move like I was a puppet.
What are you talking about?
What kind of doctor is this? I love this doctor, by the way. Hey, check it out. Look what I can do. But, oh my God.
He was a clown doctor.
He was like, hey, check it out. I'm going to make you move like a puppet.
How did he move your shoulders?
There's a way with the vas deferens that connect to things in your body, and he goes, watch this. And he pulls the nurse laugh.
I don't want my doctor to say, watch this.
Did you do that in Tijuana or something?
What
is going on, dude?
It was great.
Oh my God.
It was great.
And then 15 midgets crawled out.
Well, I do got some amazing junk, but... And it gets better. So
okay.
I come in the house, and my 4-year-old son at the time decides to give me a hug. Well, he's right at that level.
Love it.
Hits me.
Yeah.
I pop 2 stitches, fluid everywhere.
All right.
Oh.
All
right.
Yeah. So
well, at least Omar doesn't have a bunch of little kids running around in his house.
I have to worry about 2 little ones.
He's going to go, wow, this is so good.
All right, Jeff. Thank you for the call. We really appreciate it, man.
All right, so we're done. Let's go. Nope. Hey, Allie, what's going on with you?
I think we've got more calls.
Steven writes in, here's what happened to me. The nurse told me to strip down and hop up on the table, said I could leave my socks on. The doctor came in and said, hey, this is a teaching hospital. Is it okay if I invite in a few medical students? So I said, sure.
What?
In walk 4 hot, mid-20s female medical students. The doctor spent the whole time doing play-by-play for their benefit, including telling them to step in closer to get a good look.
Yeah, get a good look at this.
I spent my whole time on the table staring at the ceiling while they were all staring at my junk.
Oh, God.
That's a pretty good story, though, by the way. That one sounds like that. That was
Yes,
about that.
The problem there being is that's not working at that point.
Yeah. That's right.
So
that's true. But you don't look your best in front of the ladies when you're sprawled with... basically your feet in stirrups. Let's go to Rick in Claremont real quick at line 3.
That's where Kevin shines.
Rick, hi.
Hi, how you guys doing?
We're good. Omar's getting a vasectomy. We're looking for a disaster story from you, please.
So, disaster story. So, after my second child, we decided it'd be best to go ahead and get a vasectomy, which we've actually changed our mind about now.
You haven't done it?
No, I've already done it. This is 9 years later.
Okay.
So we went ahead, I went ahead and got the vasectomy done. It was a small office out in the 909. It was a very tiny room.
Good.
Very poorly lit.
Well, I got everything done.
Why is it poorly lit?
Yeah, it's like a, it was an outhouse.
Because you don't get any surgery done in the 909. That just doesn't make any sense.
Why would it be poorly lit? Don't they have lights? Yeah. Don't you go to a place with actual lights?
Yeah, well, there you go. That's only a start. So after passing out twice during the vasectomy, my wife picked me up, got me home.
Right.
I was heavily medicated for the pain. Well, a couple hours into after lying out on the couch, I decided, you know what, I really need to go out and relieve myself. So I stumbled over to the restroom. I remember standing in front of the toilet looking down, and next thing I knew, my wife was picking me up off the floor because I had a big gash on my head from passing out and cracking my skull on the toilet.
Oh, man.
Awesome. You have that to look forward to.
Wow. All right.
Sweet.
Thank you for the call.
I am getting my surgery in the 909, by the way. Yeah.
Let's go to line six, please. This is going to be Nathan. So it sounds like he survived the surgery itself, then went home, and that's when trouble began. What was the problem, Nathan?
Yeah, hey, guys. How you doing? I was just calling out. I want to tell you my story about I had my surgery, and then about a week later, they pretty much give you a heads up, like, hey, you know, after about a week, you should be pretty much 100% back to normal. I mean, your routine activities, even right. Like weightlifting, whatever you're going to do. And a week later, I mean, I look like I just got off the table or something. I mean, I'm totally black and blue and just, I look like crap. And then I go back to see my doctor because I'm just in a lot of pain. I didn't want to be a big baby about it. But then she's like, yeah, you fell into this 3% category. You had a hematoma. So you've been internally bleeding this entire week.
Oh, my God. So that's a very big possibility. Like, yeah. Omar
no,
will,
it's 3%. It's
Omar
not,
will most likely have that.
No, that's not what he's saying.
That's what you're saying.
Hey, Omar, it's a small, small chance, but that happened to me, so best of luck, buddy.
Best of luck, buddy.
Thanks for the call.
We lost listener Patrick, by the way. He was on the line but couldn't hold. His story was that after his vasectomy, it turned out he did not get enough blood to his left testicle, and it had to be removed.
They had to remove his testicle.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
Do you have a favorite one?
I hope that happens to
favorite
Omar.
The left.
The left?
Yeah, because
okay.
My penis leans to the right.
Good.
So.
Good to know.
Okay. You asked.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:52.
Is it hurting you guys to start to see all the social media messages out of San Diego for Comic-Con?
It's hurting me a lot.
No.
A lot.
Really? Yeah. Ralph?
Not you.
No.
You love the Comic-Con.
Yeah.
No one loves Comic-Con more than you do.
Right.
But you don't want to be there?
But I chose not to be there this year.
Right.
So I'm good with that. If I wanted to talk about really Supergirl wanted to be last there night. And missed it, I would have been there and not missing it.
Yeah. I want to be there, and it's driving me crazy.
Why didn't you go?
Well, I took some days off already.
Yeah, more than your share, actually.
So I'm not sure that's a good plan.
But you know, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, too. You could also go.
Right.
You could leave here Friday and go down there and still go.
Seriously thinking about that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I bring it up because we have a pair of one-day passes to San Diego Comic-Con at the San Diego Convention Center this weekend that you can win. Is it okay to give them out right now, Ralph?
Yeah, sure.
1-800-520-1.
We can't give them out right now. We could have people call in
Yeah,
for
we'll
a game.
Start the process. Right. 1-800-520-1067. We'll put you on hold. There will be a rigorous screening process so we don't end up with the callers that we had yesterday, and then you'll have a chance to earn your way into San Diego's Convention Center for this year's Comic-Con. Call now. Good luck. First of the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Yes, Donald Trump continues his march to glory.
I love it.
He's the best.
You mean the next president of the United States, Donald Trump.
Hells,
how about a little respect?
Yeah.
That would be so great.
ESPN.
People will look back and go, George W. Bush was a genius.
Yep. ESPN is the latest company to cut ties with Trump over his remarks on illegal immigrants. They have pulled their ESPY Celebrity Golf Classic from the Trump National Golf Club. They will not be performing their tournament there. They're going to find themselves another facility. Shocking.
Yeah.
And this is my favorite part. Trump said yesterday to NBC News, I'll win the Latino vote. I will win it. I will create jobs, and the Latinos will have jobs they don't have right now, and I will win that vote. So he said he will actually win the vote amongst Latino voters in the United States. So congratulations, Donald. That's great.
I went to EDC and I saw a Mexican guy with a sign. It was a Mexican flag and it said F Donald Trump. So I'm guessing that he's not going to win that.
F meaning for Donald Trump.
I don't think
that's right.
For four.
I was shortening the word
for Donald Trump. I was shortening the word because I can't.
Look,
say
Ralph,
it.
You know
forever
Donald,
Donald Trump.
Right.
Donald Trump had that one Mexican waiter that said he liked him.
Right.
So based on that, Mr. Trump is convinced he's got the Latino sewn
up. Today, I'm very proud of myself.
Yes, you should be. As a sampling of the voter, that Mexican waiter, I think, really is indicative of how he's going to fare in the election. I think it's fair.
Sure.
Speaking of polls, you guys know Ranker.com? Ranker.com?
Love Ranker.
I don't.
Nothing but lists.
It's all lists.
Yeah,
it's
the website that just ranks things.
Bean has Asperger's.
Where,
and he
where does it rank amongst your list of websites of things that rank things?
It's 12th.
It's 12th. It's the 12th favorite site. Interesting vote. Poll of 6,000 Americans asking them who they thought was the best working actor today. Best actor working in motion pictures today.
Oh, that's a good one. In other words, this would be an actor who... He hits it out of the park every time you see him in a project. He's just great.
Best Leonardo actor. DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio, for example, would be a guy you might
say,
want to vote for.
Can I guess?
That's why I'm bringing the list up. No, okay. No. I brought the list up, and no one can guess, and I'm not going to tell you who it was. I just wanted you to know there was a list
there's
out
a list
there.
Oh, boy.
That's right.
By the way, that would drive him crazy.
But I need to know the answer. Where can I find it?
The first name that came to mind when you said best actor working today is the great Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, fifth on the list amongst those who voted.
Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore.
Good call.
In the top 10. Maybe he's just bubbling under. Maybe he's like 12th or 13th.
How
Colin
about
Firth?
Ooh.
Colin Firth? What, where do you get your vote?
He's
your
Kingsman.
Where do you,
come
right,
on.
Where do you get your
Firth
guesses from? But that's the first place, the first
absolutely
name out of your mouth.
He is on my top five list of men.
Jim Carrey.
That guy's you want a bone. This is the best actors working today.
I misunderstood.
Was it Roz from Frasier? Where do you come up with these guesses? What's your go-to list? Is it insane?
So is he on
all right,
there?
I have
he's
a legitimate,
not on there.
All right.
I have a legitimate guest. Shut the girl up. And that is Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey. All right. 30th.
30th? Oh,
30th on the list. Rob Schneider.
Yes?
Not in the top 10, no.
Mark Wahlberg.
It's a good guess.
You
right?
are freaking
right?
awful
that's
at this
be
game,
top 10.
By the way. You're the worst ever.
I was kidding.
No, you weren't.
How about Clooney?
The Clune Dog? Not in the top 10.
Not in the top 10. All right.
Huh.
I don't think
talking
we're doing very
bigger
well
movies. I'm talking actors. Actors, people. The skill of acting. Who do you think of when you think of great actors?
Oh, Michael Caine.
Al Pacino.
Not giant movie stars, like acting actors. No.
Michael
Johnny
Depp.
Caine.
Michael Caine.
Johnny
Michael
Depp.
Caine.
There's an actor. Ninth on the list. One of the great actors. Johnny Depp.
Al Pacino?
Al Pacino, not on the list.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine, not on the list. Stop guessing. You're awful. Just stop embarrassing yourself. Mom, stop it. You're embarrassing me.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis not on the list.
That's a great guess, though.
No, he should be. Kevin's right.
He should
be
absolutely be on the list.
All right. Easy. I said he should be on the list.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, number one on the list as America's best working actor today. Best. Number one.
Well, he all right. I mean,
Academy Awards.
Yes, he does. He's an acting actor who acts.
He is great in everything.
Actually, Leonardo DiCaprio was a pretty good guess, Slurry Kevin, because it was number two on the list.
Oh, wow.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's right. He was number two. Number three on the list, Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
All right.
You racist didn't think of that, but Denzel Washington, fourth on the list.
Yeah, he's good.
Oh, we should have thought of that.
You racist didn't think of that either. Christian Bale, as I mentioned, was number five. Robert Downey Jr., number six on the list.
Okay.
Mr. Kevin Spacey. Seventh on the
list.
One of the great actors
that
working
makes sense.
Today.
Absolutely.
Number eight. Oh, a little gentleman named Robert De Niro. Does anybody think of him when they think of acting?
Not anymore.
No. Oh, how dare you.
When was the last time you saw him great in something?
Silver Lining Playbook.
Okay, that's good. That's a good point.
Wow, that was a short argument. Kevin James.
Stop it.
What?
Ninth was Johnny Depp. Oh. Tenth. Anthony Hopkins, Sir Anthony Hopkins was on the list.
Ralph Garman.
No, he did not make the list this year, but just bubbling under. Nicholson was 12th.
although he's not really working anymore.
He's kind of retired now, yeah.
Edward Norton, 15th.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Oh, sure.
Matt Damon, 20th. McConaughey, as I mentioned, was 30th. Channing Tatum, 85th on the list.
Where was Colin Firth?
Stop it.
Is he even on there?
You could stop it. Somewhere? I'm telling you, where's the... Could you please point her towards the door, Chip?
Got it.
Thank you. You can find that full list at ranker.com, by the way. Today's celebrity birthdays, O.J. Simpson, who was just in here talking about his vasectomy, apparently. I heard somebody's talking about O.J. this morning, so...
He is a juice. Whatever that is.
Yeah.
I just try to be a good guy.
You are. You're one of the good guys.
I don't care if they committed 100 crimes, if they committed 100 murders.
Right.
How could anybody be against that?
Good point, Juice.
He's got a good point.
He's 68 years old today. Actor Jimmy Smits turned 60. Number one on that list we were just talking about, Tom Hanks, is 59. You know what I love about Tom Hanks?
What?
He always signs his tweets, T. Hanks.
He does?
Yeah. Okay. It says like, thanks.
Like thanks, yeah.
His initial and his last name spells thanks.
Right. Every tweet?
Every tweet.
Yeah.
Thanks. He's being nice. Bible. Courtney Love's 51 years old today. Jack White. He is the best. 40 years old. Fred Savage, very talented actor and director, is 39 years old. And Offspring drummer Pete Parada.
Woo!
That's funny. This was handwritten on my list.
What?
Offspring drummer
that
Pete
looks
Parada.
Like Chip's writing.
Looks like
I don't know what you're talking about.
Looks like
what?
Chip's handwriting on my birthday
What's
list.
What's happening? Why is she writing on your list?
Because that, if we don't say it, then that tattoo is pointless on her body.
It's true.
She does have an Offspring tattoo.
You
have an Offspring or?
Foos, both?
Both. She's got two arms, Kevin.
Fighters, yeah.
She's got room for more.
Yeah.
Not a lot
not
of room.
Not much.
It's a tiny little body.
Right.
If you get one of those really small tattoo needles, you could probably fit another band name on there someplace. I'm Ralph Garman. I'll walk the showbiz beat.
.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:07.
Our friend Doug Benson later this hour from Comic-Con coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Speaking of the con, how about a pair of one-day passes to the San Diego Comic-Con in progress now through Sunday at the San Diego Convention Center with a game that we like to call Total Recall.
Total Recall, that's the game that we play. If you want tickets to Comic-Con in San Diego.
Gary Newman's not waking up this morning to that.
we have the lines are packed at 1-800-520-1067. Contestants are ready to go. Ralph, what do they need to know before we bring them up?
Explain them how the game is played, Bean. Explain them.
Ralph is going to be giving you categories that are all related to things that you might find at Comic-Con. He'll give you the category and put 10 seconds on the clock, and then you need to name 5 items in that category. If you are right, you go into the drawing. You may find yourself in San Diego this weekend.
Okay, I will be asking questions about superheroes.
Superheroes.
Superheroes right. In this game.
So that's what Bean meant.
You need to know. You need to know your superheroes.
All right. Let's start with Ruben in Anaheim. Hi.
Hi.
Ruben, you understand the game? You need to name 5 of these items in 10 seconds, okay?
Okay.
All right. Your question is, name 5 actors who have played a live-action Batman.
Adam West.
What? Yep.
Oh, my God. Michael Keaton.
Yes. I'm sorry, you ran out of time.
10 seconds goes fast,
oh
doesn't
God.
It?
It does.
Would have accepted Lewis Wilson, Robert Lowry, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Christian Bale, Ben Affleck. Would have taken any of those.
Yeah.
Thank you for playing there, Ruben.
This game is
appreciate
hard.
The call. Let's move on.
It is hard. Let's go to Robin Upland. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Rob. You know, in the comic books, for some reason, there are a ton of characters who have their first and last initials are the same, like Lois Lane, for example, L&L, like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to name 5 superhero secret identities that have the same first and last initials, okay?
Oh.
Here we go.
All right. Bruce Banner.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Out of time. We would have taken Peter Parker.
Peter Parker.
Stephen Strange, Wally West, Guy Gardner, Freddie Freeman. Bucky Barnes, Billy Batson, there's a bunch of them.
That's tough, but these are Comic-Con
tickets. These are Comic-Con tickets,
All right, let's go to Steve in Palmdale. Hi, Steve.
What up, guys?
What up?
Steve, how you been doing with these?
Dude, terrible, dude.
All right,
good.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
I got a lot of hope for you then.
Feel good.
We did it with Batman. I'm going to ask you to name five actors who have played a live-action Superman in TV or movies, okay? Go.
Henry Cavill.
One. Yeah.
Buzz.
We would have accepted Kirk Allen, Christopher Reeve, George Reeves, Dean King, Tom Welling, or Brandon Routh as well.
That's a lot of Supermans right
there. A lot
of
Supermans.
All right, I say no need for a drawing. I say if you can beat the challenge, if you can get the 5 in 10, then you are going to Comic-Con.
Yeah, we have two pair, so we'll go to Travis in Anaheim. Hi, Travis.
Morning, guys. Morning. Allie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Travis. Superheroes sometimes live in fictional cities, especially with DC Comics. You know, Marvel tends to be New York and stuff like that. I'm going to ask you to name 5 fictional cities that DC Comics superheroes operate out of, okay?
DC Comics, okay.
Go.
Metropolis is all I got. That's it.
That's it?
I can't think of anything. Nope.
Nope. Even the guy with the big ears and the cape?
Oh, God.
Here's what I like. I like that he bailed at 2 seconds.
Couldn't come up even with Gotham City? Remember that one?
But didn't even try. He was just like, I'm out.
Yeah.
All right. Good. All right.
We're taking Central City, Star City, Keystone City.
What's the what's,
Coast City?
What do you think the screening is happening in the
I'm not
room?
Sure, but
going?
I think we're in big, big trouble because I got 2 questions left.
Okay.
All right. Let's make them count.
Yeah. Abel in La Habra. Hi.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning, Abel. Here is your question. I'm going to ask you to name... Now, keep this in mind. Let's just deal with the DC and Marvel Comics here. I'm going to ask you to name 5 superhero sidekicks to a major hero, okay?
Okay.
10 seconds. Yeah. We would have taken Aqualad, Wonder Girl, Speedy...
Aqualad.
Dum-Dum Dugan, Falcon, Jim Rhodes, Rick Jones, Foggy Nelson, Bucky, Batgirl...
Did you say Aqualad?
Jimmy Olsen. Aqualad, yeah.
Aqualad.
Aquaman sidekick.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
We got one more question left.
We've given away none.
And so far, none have been given away, you're saying.
Right?
So that would be less than 2.
Dennis.
Dennis, you're our only hope.
Oh, God, yeah.
You're like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
We need you to win.
I've gotten 4 out of 5 categories.
You God have. Bless okay. you, sir. All right, this should be a no-brainer for you then. A lot of superheroes have colors in their name, in their secret in their superhero name. I'm going to ask you in 10 seconds to name 5 superheroes with colors in their name. Go.
Green Lantern, Green Arrow, Blue Beetle, Blue Devil, Booster Gold.
Boom!
That's how it's played. That's how it's done, ladies and gentlemen, right there.
Like 5 seconds.
Very impressive, sir. Well done.
We're going to give you all the work tickets.
No, we can't do that, can we?
No, I don't think we can.
So how do we give away the other pair?
We're certainly getting a pair of tickets to go see Comic-Con this weekend.
I'll answer number 1 for another pair.
You'll do another one? I don't think we have another question.
I think we're out.
We don't have any other questions.
But thanks for playing.
One again. Okay,
take it easy. You're going. Congratulations.
You're going already, you greedy bastard.
Thanks for playing the game. Can't wait to talk to our friend Jim Rome just after 8 o'clock this morning. That drama last night with DeAndre Jordan is one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Did something happen with him?
It was just, Allie, wasn't it just like, it was like watching a high-speed chase unfold on social media with all the people that were involved and all the things that were being said and going back and forth. It
was this
insane.
In the news?
It was in the news. Yes, it was.
It's like a soap opera on Twitter. It was awesome.
It was awesome. So congratulations to Clippers fans. We'll talk to Jim coming up at 8 o'clock. Whitney Cummings next hour as well. Kevin, you were out, so you missed it, but Allie brought in a very generous gift for us earlier this week.
Yeah, I was sad you weren't here. You were stuck in Canada.
Sure.
We believe. But it was a gift to both you and Bean as a thank you, really, for being so welcoming and being such amazing mentors, obviously.
We've not been any of that.
Well, I feel you have.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
we'll take it.
I started late February, didn't quite know what to expect. I've listened to you guys for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
You're my heroes, really,
okay.
In radio.
But wait,
let's dial
back down a little bit.
But still?
How have you, before we bestow the gift upon Kevin, Allie, I'm curious. It's been 4.5 months now.
Yeah.
How has it been working on the Kevin and Bean Show?
Eh.
Look, that's to me, that's a positive.
I think that's good,
a win,
right?
Yeah, I'm going to take that as a win, right?
Well, Did it take you a while to get over how devastatingly handsome we are?
It's still...
Is that distracting?
It's shocking every day when I come in. I'm like,
you walk in, you go, wow, look at you. Look at those guys.
They should be somewhere seen
and
daily.
First thing in the morning.
Right?
Right.
And I woke up like this. That's all I know.
Yeah. There's so many things that
the listeners don't know. What is the song? I can't wait.
You know what? Let's just play it. Hit it, Steve. Because KMB, they got mad dumb. You know it's always like duh, duh. You guys are so bad, it's awesome. Because KMB, they got mad dumb. Duh.
Streaming services and Tidal and how that's going with that back bridge.
What's back rage?
We don't know. We can't wait to find out how that's going with that back rage.
I guess the guy meant backlash. What is kale? Is that fish?
Panic at the motel.
Panic at the motel.
At the motel.
Panic at the disco.
And speaking of sports, we're going to talk to the Dodgers manager, Don Mattingly.
Try not to call him Dong when we get him on.
This is when we decided things are going south. Ralph chimped on the... He didn't spend money for an actual rope. Yes, I said chimp.
I didn't chimp on it.
Dude, you may finally achieve the altitude that you've been trying to get off this boat.
What?
Wait, what?
Do you guys have to sort of feel... do you feel the emotion when you wrote it later when you're playing it? And that was a poorly asked question. I'm gonna take that. Can I take that again?
They got mental problems, and I don't think that we can solve them. You guys really sound nuts, because KMB, they got mad dumb.
Duh. Got up at 9, made my flight, came back sharp as a tack today.
It's just exciting to think about all the, you know, all the things that are going to, as a result of...
That's exciting.
You know,
you're right. That's
like
exciting.
I said.
That's a good point. Now I'm excited.
Disaster. I wish I had a do-over on that sentence.
How do you top that?
One, I know.
He bagged groceries. Groceries.
He did what to her?
You heard.
That's how you top that.
You know what state in the union of these great United States of ours has the most Irish Americans in it?
Boston.
That's not a state.
Massachusetts.
Because KMB, they got mad dumb.
Duh. And he got vanilla ice on the loose. He's got a knife. He's running. He's going to stab people. Because he stabbed
people.
Hold on a sec. What's Kevin talking about?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
Why is Vanilla Ice going to stab people?
Nope.
No, he stole some stuff.
He stole a pool heater and a couch and stuff out of a vacant house.
What are you talking about, Kevin?
Screech.
You were thinking of Screech?
You were confusing Vanilla Ice with the guy from Saved by the Bell?
Yes, I was.
Duh.
All right.
Legends.
All right. Thank you, Allie.
Hall of Fame.
Nice tribute.
Okay.
That was a nice tribute. Thank you. You left TV for this? All right. Okay. All right. You make mistakes. All right. Okay. All right.
Not long ago, we had our friend comedian Doug Benson in to talk about his new stand-up album called Promotional Tool. And at the time, he said, hey, guys, I also have a movie coming out called Chronic Con, Episode 420, A New Dope. And it's all about me at Comic-Con. And we said, tell us more, Doug. He's on the phone from San Diego to tell us more. Hey, Doug, welcome back to the Kevin DeBean Show, my friend. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
What are you doing down there this year? What's going on? You making another movie?
No, I'm just hanging out. I figured I should be here to just sort of walk around and be a human billboard for the movie because it's, you know, it just came out and I want everybody to watch it.
It's on iTunes. Sure. It's on video on demand. It's pretty much everywhere. You can see it.
Xbox, PlayStation, everywhere that you have to pay to see a movie. It's not on Netflix.
So for folks who haven't heard about Chronic Con, what was the original idea, Doug?
The idea was that I'd go to Comic-Con and, you know, because Morgan Spurlock, every one of my movies is just a parody of a Morgan Spurlock movie, or actually not a parody, just kind of repeating what he did but adding weed to it.
Right.
And so in this case,
a couple years ago, I went to Comic-Con and just had cameras follow me around, and I had two goals. One was to find Morgan Spurlock, because I had never, you know, he and I have never, you know, appeared together in one of my movies. And then also I wanted to try to smoke with various superheroes, you know, people, cosplay people in their costumes.
And how did that work out exactly? Like, which...
It didn't go exactly according to plan, because as it turns out, they're a bunch of straight-laced people that wear those crazy costumes.
That's what I was thinking, is they dress up like that, but I don't know that they're your 420 crowd.
Yeah, they're not. Like, I was, you know, I'm staying in a hotel right now that's overlooking where all those, you know, all those people camp out for 2 days just to get a, you know, get into the Hall H in the morning. Because the first thing, I guess, or one of the first things is going to be a Hunger Games panel. And so they're just all out there, and there's no smoke coming out of anybody.
Yeah, like, that's right. Does that make sense to you, that a line that long? You would think that you would pass the time.
You'd just be like token up, you know, like, you know, trying to enjoy the experience.
But yes.
Instead, they're all just grouchy and in sleeping bags.
So, Doug, are you able to walk around without too much trouble in San Diego? I mean, you're a pretty well-known guy. You've been on the scene for a long time. Or is it a little bit of pain in the ass just running into Doug Benson fans everywhere?
Well, you know, I just I have to know that that's what's going to happen, that I was just walking around, I'm going to have to stop and take pictures, or at least get yelled at a lot, like, hey, super high me, you know, they just sort of yell as they walk by. But it's, you know, when you know that that's going to happen, you know, if you have the right attitude about it, it can be fun. But a lot of my, you know, more famous friends, more recognizable ones, they will just put on some sort of cost, you know, a mask or something to walk around. And in Chronicon, we run into Patton Oswalt at one point, and we talk to him for a while without revealing that it's Patton Oswalt, because he's got this one of those Mexican wrestling masks on.
Right.
You know.
So he can walk around.
He's dressed up as one of those rapists that Donald Trump likes to talk about.
And by the way, Patton Oswalt, for as brilliant he is as a comedian and as amazing as he is as an actor, he is through and through a hardcore geek, right? I mean, that's for reals.
This is his wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah,
right
he's
here.
Already down here. Brian Posehn's down here. Chris Hardwick's coming. You know, all the gang. And most of them are in my movie from the year that I came down, because they're always here. And the funny thing about Brian Posehn is, you know how they have pedicabs everywhere giving people rides? Brian used to take those, but he doesn't anymore because he's so heavy, it moves too slow, and people laugh at him as they walk by.
They see that poor guy just sweating trying to pedal the bike.
They're moving faster. And that's a great thing about this year, that I think Ralph is going to be sad about, is that it's not hot. It's actually, the weather's quite cool, so it's the most comfortable Comic-Con I've ever been to.
That's great, especially for standing in line that long, for God's sakes. Now, do your celebrity friends, the people that you were just mentioning, do you have a trouble with them getting high like you do with your TV show? I mean, with your YouTube show?
What do you mean?
I mean, you said sometimes the reluctance of the celebrities, they, I don't really want to get high on camera, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. It's real hard to get people to do getting Doug with high.
But I'm saying, is it the same thing down there? When you run into a Patton Oswalt or other people that you know?
Oh, it depends on which person you're talking about. Like, some people are more into it than others. You know, like, Patton is, you know, more of a family man these days. But he's still a big, giant comic book nerd.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. We're talking to our friend Doug Benson here on the phone again. The movie is called Chronicon, Episode 420, A New Dope. Awesome title, by the way. Available on iTunes and video on demand. Hey, would it give too much away of the movie for you to tell us how Morgan Spurlock received you, Doug?
No, I guess if there's big chunks of the movie where I'm like running around trying to find Morgan Spurlock, so it'd be weird if we just never found him and included that in the movie.
Hey, watch the next one. It's a big setup for sequel.
So I do run into him, and he's an absolute delight about it, because, you know, I've run into him a few times over the years, and ever since Super High Me, he's been you know, one of my biggest supporters in terms of he thought it was hilarious that I stole his idea and made it about weed, and then it was a success. So he's very happy for me, and when we run into him in the movie, he couldn't be nicer.
He doesn't seem to take himself too seriously, which is nice.
No, he's a super cool dude.
Now, I know that everybody has been asking you because of the relationship between your movies and Morgan Spurlock's movies, as you mentioned. What are you going to do next? Because his last movie was that One Direction documentary. And has anyone suggested that you need to follow Afro Man around for a month and see what he's up to? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, well, you know, there was that horrible incident recently where Afro Man, I think, accidentally punched a woman on stage, but people think it was more malicious than that. But if I were performing on stage and I were him, and I were high, and somebody just suddenly came up from behind me, I might, you know, swing around and knock him down.
So no on Afro Man, okay?
I just, you know, I think about a guy like that, though, who had that one hit 15 years ago and is probably still trading on that and is probably – can you imagine the kinds of gigs Afro Man is probably performing at this stage in 2015?
Yeah, and I ran into him once in Bloomington, Indiana at a show, and it was a small club, but the people that were there were excited to hear that one song. And then after the show – after the show, he just went outside, and everybody gathered around him. And as they're taking pictures of him, they all gave him joints, and he seemed to be pretty happy.
All right, now everywhere you go, speaking of people giving you joints, everywhere you go, especially on tour when you're doing comedy, they all come to see. When you're at Comic-Con, does anyone offer you weed at all?
Oh yeah,
you're on your
happens.
Own.
It still happens.
Still happens.
It's just, you know, it's just people that live in San Diego,
right? It's nobody
hanging out at Comic-Con just to watch all the weirdness. My favorite thing, or one of my favorite things about it, is watching the morning news shows during Comic-Con, because all the weather women, all the hot weather girls, dress up as in superheroes.
Oh,
costumes.
Do they? Nice.
Yeah, so it's pretty entertaining.
Are you going to see anything? Are you going to go to any of the convention while you're there, Dad?
I don't think so. I was hoping to win some tickets from you guys because I don't have.
Got a bad connection. We have a bad. Your phone's cutting out.
Like in Chronicon, that's part of the joke, is that I don't even have a pass, but I get in because I borrow somebody else's, and it's not that. As long as you have that thing hanging around your neck, it's not very hard to get in.
True. Exactly. Yeah. I love that people have this impression, as we say goodbye to you, Doug, and we really appreciate you talking to us today, but I love that people have this impression that if you smoke a lot of weed, you are not going to be productive. I defy you to find another comedian who's done as much as Doug Benson has done with all the albums you put out, all the touring you've done, the cruises, the movies that you've made. You're up at 7:30 in the morning talking to Kevin Bean. I mean, you are extremely productive as a high person.
USA!
That's right.
USA!
That's right.
USA!
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 That's right.
USA!
All right. All right, good.
Yeah, that's the thing is that, what everybody overlooks is I do all those things. I get to be high while I do them. You know,
that's right.
So I'm having a good time. I enjoy what I'm doing.
You're sitting in your room watching the weather people on TV.
Yeah, and outside my window, there's thousands of weirdos lined up to go try to look at Jennifer Lawrence. It's it's a great life.
Well, I know that Kevin and Bean listeners will love the movie. Again, it's called Chronic Con. You can get it everywhere you can get movies. Doug, always a thrill to have you on the show. Have a great weekend down there, and we'll see you again soon. All right, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:52.
Two of my favorite people. Next hour here on The Kevin and Bean Show, we'll talk sports with Jim Rome, and then comedian Whitney Cummings will be joining us as well. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Thursday. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, boys and girls. There's a new movie coming out called Trainwreck, which means I need to change the title of my documentary about The Kevin and Bean Show. That's going to confuse people, I think. Trainwreck stars Amy Schumer.
This looks funny.
It does look very funny. Bill Hader. Funny cast, funny lady, very talented. Glad to see her movie career taking off. Trainwreck is in theaters everywhere on July the 17th, but you, the K-Rock listener, will get a chance to see the movie before anybody else on July the 14th at the AMC City Walk. If you'd like to go, give me a call right now at 1-800-520-1067, and you can win a pair of passes to the K-Rock screening of Trainwreck. First five people through with that phone number will see the movie. Thanks to us here at K-Rock.
That young new actor LeBron James, I think, has a lot of talent, too.
He seems to be garnering great acclaim for this performance.
I got to say, just in the trailers and stuff, he really looks natural.
Very entertaining.
Yeah.
Speaking of Shaq, I mean, let's not get crazy.
Right.
Speaking of Amy Schumer, she's terrific. She tells Glamour magazine that her sassy opinions have gotten her a bit of trouble. Some people are upset when she speaks out. She said there are all these preconceived notions of what it means to be a woman or a girl, And when you stray from them, it shocks some people. She says, regarding her comments, and this is, again, a sign of the times, she has received death threats.
Yeah, death threats is the new black.
Yeah.
However, she says it's made her just want to use her voice even more. She says, look, I'm not perfect. She says, I have a belly, I have cellulite, but I still deserve love. Not to mention, in her words, to catch the old D.
So,
good for you, Amy. I hope you get much D in your future.
Good luck with the D.
All right, as you know, I am just deeply, deeply involved in Donutgate. And I have been following the story very, very carefully. This, of course, is Ariana Grande, who, let's not forget, also, according to many sources, insists on being carried around like a baby after her shows.
That's right.
Don't forget, she's got a person on her staff whose job it is to carry around like a baby. So she went from being carried like a baby to acting like one, if you've seen the video at TMZ.com of her licking donuts in a donut shop in Lake Elsinore, California.
Donuts taste good.
They do taste good.
It's tough to argue.
And then, of course, let's not forget, she also said that she hates America and hates Americans when presented with a tray of giant donuts.
Yeah.
So, Donutgate has been going on. According to the Associated Press, police and public health officials are investigating the incident.
Oh, please. No. Really?
Yes. Kevin, do you want people just randomly licking the donuts that you're going to buy at Wolfie's Donuts in Lake Elsinore?
No, but...
No, I don't want her germs all over them.
Please.
Spokesman for the Riverside County Department of Environmental Health said the agency is looking into why she licked donuts. Also, why the donuts were left uncovered at the shop, which is a violation of California's food laws.
No.
This means the donut shop could get in trouble. That's not right.
Wow.
However, I am happy to report that Ariana Grande has released a statement regarding her behavior in the donut shop.
Okay.
I F you not. This is her actual statement.
Hold on a sec, Ralph. Gotta find it.
And now, breaking news bulletin.
All right, here we go. I am extremely proud to be an American, and I've always made it clear that I love my country, she says in her statement. What I said in a private moment with my friend, who was buying the donuts, was taken out of context. And I'm sorry for not using more discretion with my choice of words.
Oh, that's such a big liar.
As an advocate for healthy eating, food is very important to me. And I sometimes get upset by how freely we Americans eat and consume things without giving any thought to the consequences.
She's trying to teach us?
That it has on our health. And society as a whole.
Oh, so she was doing us a favor.
The fact that the United States has the highest child obesity rate in the world frustrates me. We need to do more.
You liar!
To educate ourselves and our children about the dangers of overeating and the poison that we put into our bodies. We need to demand more from our food industry.
She did not say all of this.
However, I should have known better in how I expressed myself and... With my new responsibility to others as a public figure, I will strive to be better!
F you.
But she doesn't really address licking other people's food in her statement.
That's her apology.
She doesn't really, but maybe she was...
That statement was written by a PR person.
Maybe she was tainting the donuts so that young children wouldn't eat them and become obese.
Good.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Trying to take that food out of the food supply.
See, so when she saw the giant donuts... She said, I hate Americans, because she is crying on the inside for the obese children of America, Kevin.
Wow, we didn't give her proper credit.
No,
she's a hero.
We didn't realize she's a hero.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
She's a hero who, by the way, was in a donut shop buying donuts to eat with all her healthy eating protocols.
She was concerned about children's health and eating poor things in a donut shop.
So kids, don't eat the donuts. Just lick them. This way you can have the delicious taste of the donut with all the filling calories and the diabetes.
I guess so. She's just misunderstood.
She's just misunderstood.
Wow.
I didn't realize it was America's fault.
Yes. Once again, we have failed. Somehow we have failed Ariana Grande. So someone please pick her up and carry her to the nearest Robeck's juice shop so she can get a healthy kale and beet sauce.
Sounds so terrible. We just need to be better, guys.
Oh,
it's on us.
Sorry,
I didn't realize it's on us.
Sorry, we failed you.
Shoot.
We failed you. I guess we also failed Tom Selleck, who apparently has been busted stealing water from Ventura County, California.
How do you get busted? How do you steal water? How do you get, what's the...
Let me fill you in on all those questions.
Help, what?
There. Tom Selleck owns a 60-acre avocado ranch up there in Ventura County near Camarillo.
Wow. Like you do.
Now, water, I don't know if you heard about this or not, but is in short supply in this state of ours, California.
Why?
Well, there's a drought going on, Rod. And so what Selleck has done now is take a tanker truck to a public fire hydrant.
Wow.
According to the municipal water district there, more than a dozen times has filled the tanker truck up with water and then taken it back to his avocado ranch.
That is thousands of gallons of water that he's stealing.
Unless it's a very small tanker truck, I would have to agree with you, B. Unless it's like a beer can-sized tanker truck.
How about some teenagers?
There, no teenagers involved
they
in
weren't
this
involved?
Story.
Okay. No.
The water district said they spent $22,000 to hire a PI to find out who had been taking the water for the last couple of years. That PI, who was very slow to act, apparently... He only followed that tanker truck very, very slowly. Has proof that, in fact, it was Tom Selleck who was stealing the water.
Born to be bad.
Blue blood's my ass.
Oh, my God. Really?
So we got Ariana Grande licking our donuts. Tom Selleck stealing our water.
What's going on?
The celebrities are turning on us. Come with me, people.
Hey.
Get your pitchforks and your torches. Let's burn Hollywood to the ground.
Oh. Okay.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Offspring drummer Pete Parada celebrates his birthday today, according to Chip. Fred Savage, he is an actor, he's a director, he's an all-around good guy. He's 39 years old today. Jack White is 40 years old today. And in the time it took me to announce his birthday, he has recorded another song.
It's true.
And he put it out on acetate. I don't know if anyone has an acetate player, but if you do, you can get a Jack's new song.
He's very much against formats that people can listen to.
He does not like you to hear his music. He's also released his latest album on Player Piano Roll, which I think is an odd choice. You got to go up to the Magic Castle and throw it in the piano there if you want to hear his new music.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work to listen to Jack's stuff.
Easy.
Courtney Love is 51. Tom Hanks turns 49 today. Jimmy Smits is 60. And O.J. Simpson celebrates his 68th birthday inside the slammer.
I'm the juice. Whatever that is. Well, let's try to be a good guy.
You are a good guy. You're one of the best killers and thieves I know, O.J.
It's true.
All those stars today, born today on July 9th. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beats.
It has been too long since we caught up with our friend Jim Rome of the Jim Rome Show, 9 to noon on AM 980 The Beast, and of course, episodes of Jim Rome on Showtime as well. Mr. Rome, how have you been, sir?
Brothers, it is good to be back, and you guys take even more vacation than I do, and I take a lot of vacation. It is good to be back.
First of all, were you,
it is good to be back.
Like we were, just glued to your computer screen last night to watch the saga of DeAndre Jordan and the Clippers and the Mavericks unfold on your computer screen? Was it one of the craziest things you've ever seen in off-season NBA action?
It was awesome. It was awesome. I always say that I never root for anybody to win or lose, but I root for something to talk about, and this is one of my favorite things. I mean, that was wild. Like, guys have reneged before on verbal commitments, but never a max-out guy, never quite like that. And I got to say, guys, I don't know where you come out, but it's not a great look for DeAndre, especially given that he did not respond to any of the Mavericks' emails or calls or texts, but it's not illegal. It's not a good look, but it's not illegal. It sucks for the Mavs, and it's huge for the Clippers.
But you think that might hurt him in the future because of, you know, other teams wanting him and going, I don't know, he's kind of shaky. You think that's a problem?
Yeah, well, he's got $88 million right now coming in the next 4 years. Look, as long as this guy can play and do what he does and he can opt out after a few years, there's always going to be somebody who wants him if the guy can still ball, but it's not a good look. I mean, they just don't do this sort of thing. To me, with that moratorium period, there was always that potential that something like that could happen, but it's just kind of understood. If you give somebody your word, you don't renege because there's a domino effect. Because he did that, Dallas is screwed. I mean, they're not in a bad way this year.
They're
in a bad way for a lot of years. Exactly. Tyson Chandler's gone, and now they've got nowhere to go. They've got this money, but they've got nobody to spend it on. They're just screwed.
Wow. How, well, first of all, so many questions, so many angles to this story, Jim. First of all, why do you think he agreed to go to Dallas verbally, and why do you think he decided to change his mind and come back to L.A.?
Yeah, to me, these are the biggest questions. I mean, exactly what changed? Last Friday, he committed, and then by Monday, he's saying, yeah, I don't know if I want to do that. I mean, we were led to believe that he didn't like his role with the Clippers. He didn't like being a third wheel. More importantly, maybe he didn't like Chris Paul, that the dude was always riding him. You know, he wouldn't high-five him when he came off the floor, when he was giving all the other guys daps, stuff like that. And apparently Paul was in this meeting yesterday, and he was like, dude, you hate me? Really? I thought we were brothers. No, man, whatever you need. I'll feed you. I love you. We need you. Come home, kid. And bam, just like that, the guy turns and comes right back. The big fella's back. So I'm not exactly sure what changed, but wouldn't you think he would have thought of all this before he committed to Dallas?
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, it has to be impressive, and I'm sure there was a lot of pressure on him when Steve Ballmer gets on a plane and flies out, and Coach Rivers gets on a plane and flies out, and all your your colleagues fly out. I mean, that does at least say you are loved and you are wanted, and please, please, please. I mean, that does have to make you feel like the prettiest girl in the room.
Oh, no, he's a dime piece if that's the case. I mean, he's the hottest lady ever. But the fact is, I'm not really sure why he wanted to leave. I mean, I understand that he wanted to go back home. I understand that he wanted to be the man. I understand that he didn't like being a third wheel. But, man, he had it so good in the first place. He's playing with two All-Stars. He's got the best coach you could ever play for. He's got an amazing owner. I was never sure why this guy wanted to bounce to begin with. But the second he started to waver and he lobbed a telephone call into Blake Griffin and said, man, I think I'm making a mistake, they jumped. I'm like, hey, don't go anywhere. Don't do anything. And the next thing you know, these guys are shacked out in his house and they won't let anybody in. And now he's coming back.
What does that tell him? He had to reach out and say, you know what? Maybe I did make a mistake. That to me would say, oh, I have to come to you. Why didn't you guys fight for me and do all of this when I said I was going to go?
Oh, they did. They did. I mean, they did everything they could to keep him there. They knew how important he was, but he wanted to go. You know, and again, the reasoning was he wants a different role. He wants to be the man. I guarantee Mark Cuban did treat him like the prettiest girl in the room and said, look, DeAndre, you're always going to be the third dog there. It's not like that here. You're our guy. Dirk Nowitzki's going to retire. Monte Ellis is gone. Tyson Chandler's gone. You are the guy. We're going to build everything around you. Come here, big fella. And I guarantee he liked the sound of it until he got there and thought, now, wait a minute, man, maybe that's not what I want. And the second he started to have second thoughts, the Clippers pounced.
Is the money roughly the same? I haven't been paying attention to that. It's pretty much the same, or can the Clippers pay him more?
There was more. They can pay him more. The thing was, the way the deal was set up, the Clippers can pay him that extra year for more money, but he didn't want it. He wants to be able to opt out. So the money is pretty similar. I mean, max money versus max money. So it's not really a money thing, except that he could get more money from the Clippers. He just doesn't want it.
This is the voice of our friend Jim Rome here on the Kevin Avicii Show, 9 to noon on the Beast AM 980. I don't know how well you know Mark Cuban. We've had him on our show a few times. I'm sure you have as well, Jim. But he seems like a very emotional guy. He can't be handling this news well.
If by can't be handling this news well, you mean really pissed? I mean, he's going to trip. I guarantee Adam Silver, the commissioner, has already gotten an earful from Cuban. He's not going to take this sitting down. He's already cracked DeAndre in a post. He wouldn't even mention him by his name. And I guarantee that moratorium rule, the way it's set up right now, they're going to have to change that. And Cuban's not going to stop until he gets that rule changed. It's not going to help him now. But, yeah, I know Cuban like you guys know Cuban, and he is going to riot. He is going to go scorched earth, DEFCON 1, and he should because this sets him back years.
There's nothing legal, though, that he can do. It's just change the rule in the future. Illegal. Right.
There's nothing illegal about it. There's something kind of, I mean, I don't know how you want to characterize it. I don't want to say immoral or unethical. It's just, it's bad form. It's just a bad look. Guys don't do it. Guys don't do it. But the Clippers, when he said that I might want to come back, they had no choice because without this guy, they've got no chance. They've got no chance for a title, so they had to do whatever they could to get him back. But it's just not a good look.
I know we don't have much time, Jim, but just as an aside, since there has been a lot of basketball talk since the last time we had you on the program, nobody seems to want to come play for the Los Angeles Lakers, right? That's where we're at on that side of the court?
Yeah, nobody who matters. Nobody who matters. I mean, everybody knew coming in after the two off seasons they had in recent years that this was the most critical off season ever. They had to take the big swing, so they go after these guys. LaMarcus Aldridge, Kevin Love, DeAndre Jordan, hell, Greg Monroe picked Milwaukee over L.A. No, nobody who matters wants to come to L.A. They needed a home run, and they barely got a ground ball through short. It's they're in a bad spot. They'll be better, a little bit better, but not good.
Jim, I like you know, I'm a Kobe fan, but it seems to me like they don't want to play with Kobe. Is that
Is that part of it?
I think that's. I'm not. No, I think there's more to it than that. More I think. I mean, that might be part of it. That might be part of it. Great players are never easy to play with, but I can't hang this on Kobe. I just think it's like an organizational thing. The Clippers, or the Lakers, I should say, are not seen the way they are or used to be by players coming in. I mean, really, what do they have to offer? They'll be better with Kobe and Julius Randle and D'Angelo Russell, but if you're a star player, do you want to come in and play with an aging superstar and a brand new point guard and a forward coming off a brutal injury? No, you want to win right now, and they don't offer that to anybody who matters.
Right. All right, good stuff. We're going to have to leave it there. I know there's so much else going on in the world of sports, and you'll be covering it all in your program today, including the NFL fireworks disasters, which was an unbelievable 4th of July weekend just passed, and all the controversy in NASCAR about that latest crash, too. All of that and more on Jim Rome Show from 9 to noon on AM 980 The Beast, and, of course, look for him on the Showtime as well with new shows every week. Thanks, Jim. Great to talk to you again, sir. We missed
you. Fellas, thanks. See you next week. Me too.
So you're saying... You're supposed to be on bed rest.
I am supposed to be on bed rest.
Whitney Cummings.
But I'm here.
Who's here in the studio with us like K-Rock.
Because she's too nice and didn't want to cancel.
I couldn't cancel.
What's up with that? That's awesome.
I love you guys because you guys have been so good to me and I'm kind of
Well, let me get
masochist.
The plug out first and then we'll find out what's ailing you. Whitney Cummings is going to be on stage at the Irvine Improv for 5 big shows this weekend. If she survives them all, that's 2 shows Friday night, 2 shows Saturday, and then again on Sunday. Tickets available now at improv.com. All right, let's see if we can guess. So
okay,
Whitney
guess,
came in
guess my
and she
ailment.
Said Bedrest. She's not sick mm-hmm. was the first hint.
Well, I'm mentally ill, but that's different.
Well, we know, we've known that. She's not sick, but she's supposed to be on bed rest for 48 hours. Have you had some sort of surgery?
Vaginal rejuvenation. That's immediately what I thought.
It's actually the opposite. They make it bigger because it's too small.
Oh, okay.
Nice. And it's a problem.
That's a complaint a lot of guys have.
We had to make it larger.
So surgery, yes or no?
I think it's technically surgery.
Oh.
Technically.
Okay. Yeah, I should have probably read the papers before I signed them at that, okay. at that mini mall where I got my surgery.
Is it?
What is that?
Is it Ebola?
It's not Ebola. Okay. It's not Ebola. I had Ebola, but I beat it.
Technically, okay. It's a surgery.
Did you have? All right. I know you have. Is it a dog injury?
A dog? No, but what? That's so funny you say that because the other day I was at the dog park and a dog tried to attack my dog and I instinctively stuck my hand in the dog's mouth.
Wow.
He wouldn't bite you.
That was like, that was aww. Like my fight or flight impulse, which it seems really sweet, but it's actually just like
stupid.
Stupid thing. I was going to say bat beep and I now have this weird lump on my finger
okay,
that I can't
you do.
Get rid of.
But it's not related to that.
That's not why I'm on bed rest. Okay, that's just a general stupid reason not to date me, guys.
Jeez.
You're not on bed rest for the eye laser surgery, are you?
No. I'm just legally blind.
Give us a part of your
being
head.
Being legally blind makes dating a lot
head
easier.
Head below the head.
Below the head.
Below the head.
Below the belly button, actually.
Below the belly button.
In
all right,
the belly
Allie, this is your area now.
Okay.
I think she might be on
I think she already said it.
I did, but yeah. It's not that.
No, it's not that.
It's not.
Okay.
Should I just tell you?
Yeah.
I froze my eggs.
Wow.
No.
Froze my eggs. Does anyone want an omelet for breakfast? they're right, in my purse.
You froze your eggs?
Here's what happened.
Why do you have to be on bed?
I decided, I'm only 32. I know everyone thinks I'm 47. I've been through a lot and I'm tired.
Nobody thinks you're 47.
But I decided... I needed more time. Like, I feel like, you know, when you start dating a guy and you start doing the math, you're like, well, we meet now if we get married in 2 years and then a year and then I'm 35. And I was just like, I was lowering my bar for guys because I felt like I was settling. All of a sudden I was dating guys that wore sports jerseys in public because.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Because as long as it's a Women's World Cup jersey, you're allowed to wear it.
All right, I win.
And then so I was like, you know, I'm just going to do it and get it off my head. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm not ready to be a mother for a while. I don't even know my PayPal password. I am humble enough to know I need like another 8 years before I even start thinking about this.
Okay.
And I just think it's so crazy that like biology has it wrong. The fact that a girl can get pregnant at 15 but not 40 is crazy.
Yeah, yes. That is crazy.
It is crazy. It's upside down.
I have never met a 15-year-old and been like, you know, you would make a great mom. So I just decided to do it and like get it off my chest.
Does this last? They come off your chest?
That's not how it works. I don't understand biology at all. Do they last forever?
They last for like 15 years.
15 years.
This new technology was just available because it used to be they would de-thaw and at ice. They would, what's that called? Defrost, wrong.
Defrost?
This is a guy thing. This is where you guys should freezer burn. They would get freezer burn.
Oh, wow.
Okay. But now they have a way to dehydrate.
Why is that a guy thing?
Because I feel like freezer burns in cars. I don't know. That's antifreeze. Never mind. I'm on Tylenol with Cody.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm trying to make this conversation accessible to men, and it's not working. Not working. And you know what else sucks is that I thought that this would make guys be like more into me. It makes them uncomfortable. They don't like it. I thought I was.
What? Oh, what?
It's not sexy. You can't be hooking up with a guy and he's like, "Hey, do you have a condom?" I'm like, "Don't worry, my eggs are on ice down by the airport, boo."
Well, I don't know that you need to say those words.
But
now,
I thought it'd be cool. Like, I'm the girl that doesn't want to get pregnant right now. But no.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. Does this have anything to do with a photo that you tweeted last week?
Yep.
Of you bare-assed. And a guy behind you on the couch or something. Did that have something to do with your egg harvesting?
I think it became very clear then that I have no business being a mother and that I should freeze my eggs and put it off for 10 years. That was Michael McDonald. We were at 4th of July. So
is that the singer or comic?
The comic.
Okay.
That's just so funny.
I need to know.
And for me, people go, Whitney Cummings, is that the porn star or the comic?
Right. But they're one and the same. We know that.
Right, exactly. God, I wish. and we were in Austin, Texas for the holiday weekend, and I had to give myself shots like every day.
Oh, so this was leading up to the egg surgery.
I did the egg surgery, I think, 2 days. Yes, 2 days ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, okay. So I'm freshly
Wait,
sucked.
Is this the... Huh?
I freshly sucked.
Let's go extract it.
I didn't want to. I started interrupting that, and then I realized I didn't want to at all.
Should that be the name of my next special?
So Michael McDonald gave you the shot?
Mm.
The
now,
singer?
All my. That's why I'm on bed rest. He broke out into song halfway through. No, so I was giving myself shots all weekend, but I was also drinking rosé champagne because it was the 4th. So I'm already near. I can't even freeze my eggs without drinking, much less have a baby.
Right.
And then
it possible that your frozen eggs are drunk?
It is not only
and
possible.
And will be in 15 years.
But they extracted 20, and then they were like, "Hey, just so you know, 3 of them were premature." And I was like, "I think that's because I was trashed all weekend."
May not have helped.
I know. I was like, "Sorry, I can't even be responsible for stupid little eggs." And so I was on hormones and
this
drinking.
This is the same thing as IVF.
IVF is when if I'm 45 and want to have kids, then
right.
they'll
okay.
put. The eggs back in for IVF.
No, but the shots and that process
is
we went through
oh,
and
yeah.
it dry
jacks
it
those
destroys
hormones.
Your body.
They told me they were like it's PMS times 17, which is such a random number. But
17.
I was like, why not 15? Why not 20? Yeah, it was intense. So between the rosé and the shots,
wow.
all of a sudden I woke up and on my phone there were just pictures of Michael McDonald and me bare-assed.
Okay,
and
right.
you know,
I like that.
Here I am. Now
I like
I'm on bed rest.
I like that you don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't want to know.
You're taking the bed rest seriously, and that's what I love about you, Whitney Cummings.
Honestly, it was so funny. You guys you should be ashamed of yourselves. I get at midnight, I'm texting with my doctor. I'm like, I can't sleep. I can't walk. And he's like, you need to be on bed rest for 48 hours.
Oh,
and
no.
I canceled everything except Kevin and freaking Bean.
Oh,
well, so
gosh.
Here I am.
That sounds like we're happy, but it sounds like a terrible decision.
It was awful.
Okay.
Awful.
Yeah.
You guys bring out the worst in me.
Okay, good.
No, you guys have just been so good to me, and I always have a blast here. And,
did you drive down here, too?
I
yourself?
Did.
Did
I drove
operate
down
a
here.
Motor vehicle in this condition?
Yeah, 2 Tylenols with Cody.
All right.
The good news is you can't go too fast on Fairfax, so I'm
yeah.
just kind of inching along.
Well, at least you didn't ride a bike.
I didn't ride a bike, yeah.
That would have been real bad.
That would have been.
Whitney Cummings at the Irvine
I might go spinning
this
later.
Weekend. Hey, are you still, are these shows, Whitney?
These
we
shows
gotta take a break
are
here, but
still
are,
on.
These are the ones, though, that you are doing to prepare for your new special? Is
I'm
that what's
shooting
happening?
My HBO special next month in Irvine.
Wonderful.
You guys get to see it and approve it and tell me what's working and what's not. So you got to show up and either laugh or don't. Or at least throw eggs at me. At least
okay.
eggs.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So the options are laugh or don't.
Laugh or don't, but I need to know the truth because I'm shooting this for HBO.
Okay.
So don't lie to me.
Don't fake it.
Don't fake it.
All right. No fake laughing.
Improv.com. Whitney Cummings is here. If she survives the break, we'll be back with more right after this on camera. Against her physician's advice, Whitney Cummings is in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. She is going to be at the Irvine Improv for five big shows on Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday. Tickets available at improv.com. Hey, I mentioned your dog situation a little bit ago, Whitney.
Yeah.
Another photo that you published recently involves dog poop on your face. Now,
what?
Like, I've got dogs.
Don't make
I've had
me laugh.
Dogs my whole
my
life.
Eggs are going to hatch.
I feel like you need to be more selective in who you follow, Bean.
How does that happen? I'm trying to figure out the circumstances that would result in that.
Okay.
Outcome.
I love that you noticed that. I
How
think
could I not?
A lot of people are trying to pretend it didn't happen. It's like the elephant in the living room. I had three spots last night, none of which I was supposed to be doing because of my, you know, huevos. And
when you say spots, you mean performances?
Stand-up.
Like you
yes,
were
sir.
On stage last night?
Yes. So I went to the Improv, and then I had the Laugh Factory and the Comedy Store lined up. I was going to do three spots because I'm working on this new hour, and I'm just really trying to make it awesome for you, America, SoCal. And I have a new dog who is a puppy Great Dane. He is gorgeous. Someone threw him out of a car, and then I get this message on Twitter. There's this puppy and Carson. Can you come get it?
Did you bring him in last time?
I did. Yes.
I thought so. Yeah.
He's
okay.
Now
gotcha.
85 pounds.
Yeah,
at
he's a big boy.
6 months. He's going to be 140. Wow. And when I got him, I was like, oh, he's probably like just looking at him. I was like, he's probably like an 8-9 month old pit. And then I took him to the vet, and they looked at his teeth, and they're like, no, he's a 2 month old Great Dane.
Oh, wow.
You have a donkey on your hands.
Wow.
So I have this donkey on my hands, and I've been training him. And then when you train them, you don't just feed them outright. You only give them basically treats to reward them. That's the only way you feed them. And he got some kind of diarrhea, and I brought him to the Improv. I go on stage. I'm on for 10 minutes. I come out, and my car is covered in feces. He pooped and then just ran around the car. It was like a Jackson Pollock painting of poop. Very sophisticated
spray
art
art.
Reference.
Spray art.
Literally, Banksy was spraying poop all over
everything
my car.
Everything about you, Whitney, is attractive to men. Everything.
I know. Wife me.
Who's hungry?
Who's hungry indeed?
Or eggs.
All right. So the dog
poops all over the car, and then I have blankets in there, so I'm cleaning it up, and it's like that poop that's like sharp. You know when it's like when you like get shivers and it because it smells so rank. And then
yes.
I'm cleaning it in the Fred Siegel parking lot. I'm cleaning it with towels. It's getting all over me, and then I finally like feel like I'm okay. We can get in the car. We can drive home. But I'm in a swamp of poop, and I get home, and I'm like, got it, clean the car, and then I go into the bathroom. I just noticed I have dog poop on my face like a boss.
Hold right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a boss.
How dare you? If you saw me in public with poop on my face, you would not mess with me.
Well,
No one would rob me.
I take it
no
back.
No one
You're
would
right.
assault me.
You're right.
Not going to mess with someone with straight up feces on their face.
You're right.
That's better than the little tattoo teardrop.
You could go in prison and you'd be fine.
That is the most gangster move you can pull, I realized.
So is this as a result of the treats being perhaps too rich for the dog to have consumed so many of them instead of regular food?
I also have a big yard, and it's so funny, like, you know, I'm starting to stay away from the sort of gender difference thing, but my female dog is emotional and passive aggressive and bipolar. My male dog just eats whatever is in front of him. So he eats trash, he eats tennis balls, he eats whatever.
You brought him in last time. You don't have a lot of control over them.
I do.
Last time, after Whitney came last
Very
time,
good point.
She was running down the
yes,
hallway
yes.
chasing one of her dogs.
Yes. Well,
they're not too obedient, I think is what Kevin said.
You're
not Cesar Millan.
I am not Cesar Chavez.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I, but it's all right. We got when you're on codeine, a lot of weird things come out of your memory bank. I sent them to 3 weeks training.
Okay.
This phenomenal woman. Her name is, what's it called? She's in Van Nuys. Is it called Landmark? It's Julia Illes. I-L-L-E-S is the most badass.
Yeah.
It's the most badass dog trainer in the game. I am now wearing a fanny pack pretty much 24/7 full of chicken, as if you didn't have enough reasons to want to date me. Chicken, eggs, crap on my face. Tinder, swipe right.
What is happening?
I know. So they are so obedient now. It's like comical. And but I always have a fanny pack full of chicken, which I have worn out in public by accident a couple times.
You have a fanny pack
full of chicken. How many times do I need to say it? Get the ring. Go to Zales. Size 8.
You can keep saying it all day. It's fascinating.
Jared Jewelers.
How does your miracle? Were you there for the miracle trainer, or did you just ship your dogs off to that person and then they brought them back
in
3 weeks?
I sent them both to Julia for 3 weeks. You cannot see them for 3 weeks because they have to rewire the neural pathways, because their major problem was impulse control. Dogs are not born with any kind of impulse control, and they think they're protecting you. When they're spazzing, when they're barking, they're just trying to protect you.
Right.
But you're, you know, and you have to really, it's tricky because I'm so codependent, and I like seriously don't want my dogs to like be mad at me or like hurt their feelings.
That's not good.
Which is not good.
You're not the alpha dog.
Exactly. Yeah. So it really was like more therapy. She's like, we need to do work on you. Your dogs are fine. You're the problem. So I had to learn to like stand up for myself and be, you know, follow through with them. But I just want them in bed with me, and I'm just, you know, I'm so needy. It's scary.
What's the thing? What's the thing that they learned how to do that blows your mind? That is the most impressive. The amount of self control.
They know how
to
poop in a Mercedes.
That is pretty good.
When there's like, I'm gone for 10 minutes.
That is impressive. They are well trained.
They can.
And cover the whole thing, not just the park.
The entire thing.
Right.
If you need your house painted, they have never seen coverage like this. This is a big deal for a dog.
Painted in feces.
this is a big deal for a dog. They now can see, because I have my house is like glass, like the back of my house. So it's just squirrels and whatever. They can see a squirrel and not bark or not move towards it.
Right.
Which for a dog, a squirrel is like life or death. I mean, that's like us seeing $1 million and not running after it.
Right.
Like free money. So they can see the squirrel and just chill.
How long will this last if you're not as hardcore as the person?
Yeah, you have to be as
20
much
minutes.
A reinforcer.
20 minutes.
Yeah. You got to reinforce
yeah,
as much.
Yeah, you have to reinforce it and for like 28 days, because that's how long it takes to create a new neural pathway, which is why rehab is a minimum of 28 days.
Makes sense.
And then it starts to become, you know, habit, routine, because they actually don't want to be spazzes. It's not good for dogs. They don't want to be stressed out.
And dogs like rules, right?
They
that's what we're told.
Love rules, like men. Love rules. but they're if they're running around, that means they don't think you're in charge, and they think that they have to do all the work. So they're like, Mom, you didn't get that squirrel. Now I have to get that squirrel. And you didn't
So now you run after the squirrel.
So now I have to chase squirrels, come back
with a squirrel in your mouth.
Exactly.
And leave it at your dog's feet.
She's in charge.
Yeah,
this is good.
Good. So they're either
give me some chicken.
They don't think that you're in charge, and then they're constantly adrenalized because they're running around after every squirrel and every movement,
right.
And then that shortens their lifespan. It's really unhealthy for them.
I am so fascinated by this. That is
really?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, because I have problem dogs, so I'm always looking for some solutions. This doesn't sound like a shortcut, though. This sounds
no,
like a serious commitment.
It's for real, and
yeah, it's for real.
But it made our relationship is so much better because I'm not mad at them. They're not allowed in the house unless I invite them in the house. So if they're covered in mud or dirt or feces, as they are wont to do, they stop and wait, and then I can say, okay, you're clean, come in the house, and if not, I'm gonna baby wipe you down, and then you come in. So you're not like constantly playing whack-a-mole with stains, and they're jumping on people, and you know, when you're on television in any way, people are just looking for reasons to sue you. So if my dog Pitbull jumps on someone, I mean, I'm screwed. You know,
I want you to come back in about a month,
and we'll have a
regardless
testing.
If you have something to promote or anything. And I want you to bring your dogs. Because last time, they killed.
It was comical.
They killed all of us. Yeah.
They were such love muffins.
No,
though. They just wanted to be loved and hugged and changed.
They are so. They're like me. They want to get in your lap, but they're. I mean, one of my dogs is me 130 pounds. That could be destructive. He doesn't mean to be.
That could kill you.
Yeah. I mean, My pit bull girl, she'll wag her leg and hit a. I have friends bring their kids over, and she gets so excited, but she'll wag her. My friend Dan Levy, she was wagging her tail and knocked his kid over. Sorry, I shouldn't laugh at that. See, I should not be a mother yet. I'm doing the right thing with these damn eggs on ice.
I feel like you're actively trying to get away from men.
Really?
I don't feel like this is just, men are not attractive.
This is on you.
This is really my personality.
Wow.
I know. What are we going to do about it?
Wow. I'm not going to do anything about it.
All right. Now, we are out of time, I'm sad to say. We're going to have to leave it there. But
hit
Whitney Cummings is going to be at the Irvine Improv for 5 big shows. 2 shows Friday, 2 shows Saturday, and then again on Sunday night. Tickets are available right now through improv.com. Your chance to see the HBO special before the rest of us.
I'm actually taping my HBO special in Los Angeles, in Santa Monica, at the Broad Theater in Santa Monica.
And when is that?
That's in August. 21st and 22nd, maybe.
Nice.
Well, Google me.
Come back then.
Ogle me. Thank you. But yeah. I'm shooting in L.A. because I feel like, you know, I travel so much. I love L.A. I love L.A. crowds. So I wanted to shoot it here.
Whitney, thank you for coming in, even though you shouldn't be.
I'm going to sue you.
Traveling.
You're
going to
be
we
getting
really
an invoice for my meds.
We'll do it again soon, my dear.
Love you guys. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:56. I don't know what that was.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Feel good.
Hey, Dr. Drew Pinsky.
Shut up, Ralph. I don't need your crap.
Joins us just after the top of the hour. Don't forget your chance to qualify for Lollapalooza in Chicago in minutes as well. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Thursday.
Thank you, Madeir.
He did say that.
I'm going to start calling everybody Madeir.
That's
because
how
I like the 1800s.
That's how Bean said goodbye to Whitney.
Come on back, Madeir.
I'm not apologizing for that. I don't think there's anything wrong with calling someone my dear.
No, it sounds...
Is that insulting, Allie, as a woman? Do you not want to hear a man say thank you, my dear?
No, I felt you were charming with her. And you like her so much
I genuinely thought it was actually
lovely.
Oh,
I stand by you, Bean.
Thank you.
He was charming. Really? He was charming in his knickers and his walking stick and his tri-cornered hat.
Indeed.
Bean was born in the wrong century.
He was very charming. I think he's going to carve her some wooden dentures, just in case she ever loses her teeth.
This is why you fail.
Yes, my dear. Have your driver bring your coach and horses around to the carriage house.
Come on.
Milady's churning some fresh butter in the drawing room. Please, repair to the parlor, my dear.
I'm not the most modern person in the world.
No, I beg to differ. You're futuristic. That's how modern you are. You're like a jetpack. Speaking of the future, have you seen those pictures of Pluto from New Horizons?
I'm not.
Oh, does that planet look like ass?
Are you kidding me? It's gorgeous.
Oh, the planet is hideous.
Beautiful.
First of all, it's not a planet, so stop calling it a planet.
No, they reclassified it.
They did?
Yeah.
They haven't reclassified
it. Okay, good. It's not a planet.
I thought they came back and said it's a planet again.
No, they did. There are those who still believe it, but the official designation is still dwarf planet. But what do you think about these?
You understand, when you look at it, it looks like ass.
These beautiful photos from 3 billion miles away are blowing my mind.
But it's an ugly planet, though, right?
Ralph, you're talking about the technology of getting that photo back, which is amazing.
Right.
Ralph's talking about what the planet
looks like.
You
know what it is? It's you're driving down Sunset, and you see the girl from behind with the long jet black hair and
that
butt.
Right.
And you say, and your head's turned, and then you get a little bit in front of her and go, whoa! Oh, man!
It's Dua Vida.
Is that a disappointment? That's what Pluto is. We took that spacecraft all the way out there and said, well, we're going to get pictures of this. Oh, my God. That play looks like ass.
It's hideous.
I think it's adorable. And it's got a little heart shape on the front of it.
The planet is adorable.
It's adorable. It's the best planet there is.
It's adorable, my dear.
Adorable. All right, let's move on.
The planet looks like ass. The planet looks a wee bit dodgy, if you ask me. Hey, did you catch any of the Donald's interview with Anderson Cooper?
I did not.
Oh, you missed the thing.
The thing?
Yes.
With the deal about the stuff?
He was magical.
What now?
Well, he called Anderson Cooper pathetic.
He did.
I thought was pretty strong. Yeah. Anderson did ask him about some workers that Trump had in the past that had questionable immigration status. Mr. Anti-Immigrations apparently has been employing illegal aliens in some of his endeavors. And Trump said, Anderson, if you have to go back 35 years to tell me something, I think that's pretty pathetic, to be honest with you.
Did he follow that up with,
I've made my decision. You're fired.
He did. Hmm. Then Anderson said, you know, you said all these horrible things about Hillary Clinton, and yet you contributed to her campaign at one point when she previously ran. And he said, she was the worst Secretary of State in the history of the United States. And then in regard to the donation, he was like, well, I was a businessman. That's part of the game. And that's what's part of what's wrong with this country.
What?
he's part of what's wrong with the country. Vote for me. Mexicans.
Wow.
Yeah,
but I heard. Pretty amazing. I haven't seen this interview, but if his complaint is that Anderson Cooper's talking about him hiring illegal immigrants from years ago, I heard he's got illegal immigrants working for him today.
He does.
They like now that up they're as going. Well. They're doing a big sweep right now to find out how many of his workers are undocumented.
He brought that up as well. Anderson said, if illegal immigration is killing this country, can you guarantee you don't employ them? And he went, I can't guarantee it. Because we have 34 million illegal aliens in this country.
Oh, is that what we're up to now in Trump's estimation?
It's 11 million, actually, in real life. But in Trump's estimation, it's 34 million, yes. So he said he can't guarantee that he doesn't have illegal aliens working for him. There's just too many to keep track of, apparently.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, let
Today,
me ask.
I'm very proud of myself.
Let me ask Kevin the question again. Because
yes, I
he
would.
Does vote for comedy.
Yes, I
if
would.
If he gets the nomination
More
and you have the
ever.
Opportunity to walk into a booth and pull a lever for
More
Donald Trump
yes.
to run
yes.
this country, you're going to do it.
Yes.
Trump is the perfect Kevin candidate
Come
when you
on.
Think about it.
He'd be the best.
Not a snap judgments, not tied to the facts.
No right. real facts and nothing going on in that head other than just stupid, dumb, absurd.
I'm not saying he'd be a good president for the people or for the United States, but for me, it would be endlessly entertaining.
Right, but you and your family live in the United States. He would be making policy that would affect your life.
Let me tell you one more fact from this interview, and then you reevaluate.
Okay.
Trump said he would bomb Iraqi oil fields to wage war on ISIS.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, Cooper said, don't you think that would kind of harm the wealth of Iraq? And Donald said, there is no Iraq. Cooper said, Iraqis might differ with you. He said, excuse me, there are no Iraqis. They're broken into so many different factions. And I would bomb the hell out of those oil fields. Come on, Kevin!
There's your guy, man.
I think Kevin's Morin now.
I like him more.
Oh, for sweet Jesus in heaven.
He's the worst candidate we've ever had. How great is that?
There
not
is no
great.
Iraq.
I would say great. Not great. There I would is. Say worst equals not great.
You're wrong.
There's worst. A direct correlation between something being the worst and something being not great.
I love bad.
That is science.
I'll vote twice. I'll figure out a way to vote twice. Well, I'll get some illegal aliens to vote for him.
One is yourself and one is the Duke of Tarzana.
That's right.
You could do.
I'm a yes.
I think it should be Trump Grande should be the ticket. Donald okay. Trump and Ariana Grande should be his vice president. She could lick all the donuts and tell us that she said, I hate America because of childhood obesity. She hates that.
It's because we're fat.
Kids are fat. Yeah. That's why she...
She said, in a donut shop.
She was upset about the donuts that she was buying to eat.
I vote for her.
Donuts taste good.
Let's not forget. If you take anything away from the show, donuts taste good. You know, I know who that is now. Now it's dawned on me. I know exactly who that is.
Who said donuts are good?
You know who that is?
Huh.
That's a Billy Vera.
And the Beaters?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know he's a very popular voiceover artist.
Billy Vera of Billy Vera and the Beaters.
What?
What would you think if I would do at this
yeah,
moment?
From that Family
Billy
Ties?
Vera? That's who that is.
How do you know? How do you
Because really? I knew that voice, and now I remember where it's from.
What? He does
he does the AMPM spots.
AMPM commercials, right. He does them all, yeah.
And that's from an AMPM spot.
What's happening?
It's impressive.
Donuts taste good.
That's him.
Wow.
Thank you, my dear. Today's celebrity birthdays. Fred Savage is 39. Jack White turns 40 years old today. Courtney Love turns 51. Tom Mother Lovin' Hanks is 59 years old today. Who's better all around than Tom Hanks? Like
on
guy
screen
wise,
and off.
Charity wise, nice wise, funny wise, talent wise. He's
yeah.
Him and Dave Grohl are up there.
Yeah,
they probably have a club. They probably have a club that we'll never be able to get into, where they all sit around just being great to each other.
It's a great guy's club. Just
the one thing not on Tom Hanks, though, is I think you have to take away a letter grade is that he produced Chet Hayes.
I don't think Chet's his fault. I really don't.
No.
He raised Chet, right? He sent him to Northwestern to get an education, and Chet just went off the rails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. A-plus then for Tom Hanks.
A-plus for Hanks. 59 years old today. Jimmy Smits is 60. Look at these guys. Hanks is 59. Smits is 60. Who looks better than these guys at these ages? What the hell are they drinking?
What is happening?
What is in the water there in Pacific Palisades, wherever the hell the magic happens? The Sades.
The Sades.
As Chet calls them.
Donuts taste good.
Yeah, donuts taste good.
That's what I know.
O.J. Simpson is 68 years old today.
I'm the juice. Whatever that is. I just try to be a good guy.
You're the best. You're probably in the great guy club. You're probably exit the club with the guys. Well, not now, because they'll hold the prison thing.
Yeah.
But when he gets out, he's got a chair just there waiting for him. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. You're so lucky.
You know what I mean?
You're so lucky you didn't hear that conversation during the Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters. Is busy as a doctor, busy as a broadcaster. He is the co-host of Loveline. We're here with Mike Catherwood on KROQ 5 nights a week. Dr. Drew on call on HLN Monday through Thursday nights at 6. You can hear him in the weekday afternoons with Mike Catherwood as well on KABC. And he joins us every Thursday morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Doc, I feel like it's been a long time since we had John. How you been, man?
It has been a while. You guys have been out cruising around the world.
Been on vacation? Well, we are back, and it's great to catch up with you. And we need a little bit of personal assistance from you today because our man DJ Omar Khan, who you know, is in studio with us here right now. Mm-hmm. He's going under the knife tomorrow. He's getting himself a vasectomy.
Yeah.
Good times.
Mm-hmm. It's all good, right, Doc?
Had that done, right, Dr. Drew?
I did not have that done. I had a prostatectomy for prostate cancer, and that was really good times.
Wow. That doesn't sound good.
Look, I know that lots of people get vasectomies, and I know that generally it's a very safe surgery. It's outpatient surgery. It's not even – I mean, it's really just done in an office, and you go home, and it's 20 minutes, and you're out, and you're gone. But please tell us there's a lot that Omar should be worried about that could go wrong tomorrow.
We want the big negatives, Dr. Drew.
To be fair, S can happen. I mean, let's be fair. It's not – it's a procedure. I know, I believe, at least Mike Catherwood has gloated repeatedly that he actually performed one in the studio there, if you guys recall.
Yeah, it was – yeah, Studio R, yeah.
I don't think he performed
No,
it.
He didn't. No, he was there.
Well, I guess he held the scissors and cut something. But be that as it may, that man's never been the same.
So what can go wrong?
Well, okay. Obviously, it's a surgery, so you can have a reaction to anesthesia.
Okay.
You can have bleeding. You can have infection.
All right.
You often will get bleeding into the tissue, so the penis will turn purple.
Good.
You can get a hematoma, which is a large blood accumulation under the skin.
Good.
There will be often blood in the ejaculate.
Excellent.
Good times. Pain, of course. There can be pain post-op, but also there can be permanent pain sometimes.
Permanent pain.
You can get something called a sperm granuloma when the sperm seeps out of the cut vas deferens and sort of develops.
All this doesn't sound sexy.
Sperm mass under your skin.
Okay.
There. You can get epididymitis, which people get anyway. There can be sperm antibodies because you're accumulating these sperm that need to be disposed of, and so most men do get circulating sperm antibodies.
Okay.
Now,
sounds
here's
okay.
The weird stuff. Here's the weird stuff, and I am
wait.
Not
that's not the weird stuff.
I am not endorsing the following material that has been discussed in relation to vasectomy.
Right, but this is exactly what we're looking for to scare Omar.
Dementia.
Yes,
dementia. Oh,
what?
Added
how?
Risk of dementia in some studies.
How?
I don't buy it. Prostate cancer. Maybe added risk of prostate cancer. Again, I don't buy it. I think if you've had prostatitis in your young years, you're at added risk. You have cancer. If you have prostate cancer in your family, you're at added risk. Testicular cancer has been implicated.
Mm.
Coronary artery disease has been brought up. Accelerated heart disease has been brought up as a potential complication.
Nice.
So dementia.
Being relaxed.
He's like, nice.
Other than that, proceed. Go ahead, my friend.
So it's all good then.
All better than having him reproduce any further.
Yes,
come on.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Drew, because this is something that I think is, while not incredibly common, it's not rare either. Aren't there vasectomies that don't work?
Yeah, that's actually the most common, if you want to call it a complication. So you want to get 10 or 20 products off, if you will, that are without any sperm in it. But even then, there can be a recannulation, a reconnection. Your body wants to heal. Your body wants to go back the way it's designed to be. So you do want to always be sure that there is a zero sperm in the ejaculate.
All right.
All right.
Well, good. Omar,
you all set? You feel prepped and ready to go now?
If you survive the surgery, of course.
Nice work, Dr. Drew.
I feel great now.
He is having it done in a moving van, so I think we got that to look for. Drew. All right, Dr. Drew, we know you're very busy. We enjoyed it. We'll do it again next week. Thank you, sir.
You got it. Bye-bye, guys.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, we're going to clear the phone lines right now at 1-800-520-1067. Open them right up for you. If you would like to go see Ant-Man, this is a highly anticipated film. It's in theaters everywhere on July 17th, the night before. You can see it at the Big Deal Theater at IMAX headquarters. Kevin, I understand we have an expert standing by to field questions from the Marvel Universe. Is that true?
This might shock you, but I've been told that Rodney Bingenheimer knows everything
about superheroes. Rodney, who works here at K-Rock Sunday nights playing music. You're telling me, in addition to be an expert in that field, particularly 80s music.
Especially the Marvel Universe. All he knows it all.
So if you've got an Iron Man question or a Captain America question or Wolverine, Spider-Man, whatever you want from the comic books, from the movies, you're going to try to stump Rodney Bingenheimer with your Marvel Universe questions. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next, and you'll win tickets to see Ant-Man from the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
All right, the Moonwalkers with KROQ.
Walk the Moon.
Walk the Moon is the band, Rodney?
It's Rodney in the Morning Show on K-Rock, KROQ-FM.
It's Kevin and Bean. Thank you for stopping
Rodney
by, though.
In the morning, and finally, I got my own morning show.
No, this is just no one segment.
They said I'd just come in and take over the show.
Listen, Rodney.
KROQ-FM.
Right. We want you to help us give away tickets for
Rock the Moon. Rock the Moon song.
It's Walk. We want you to help us give away tickets for Ant-Man. As you know, it's in theaters everywhere on Friday, July 17th. It stars the great Paul Rudd. Evangeline Lilly is in the movie. Also, Haley Atwell is in the film.
Adam and the Ants.
Nope, wow. Not Adam and the Ants.
This is don't smoke. What do you do?
This is Ant-Man, but right. You get to see it. The K-Rock listeners get to see it the night before at the Big Deal Theater at the IMAX headquarters. If they can stump you with Marvel trivia, hit it, Steve.
Yeah, wig-wham, bam.
All right, the Marvelettes.
No,
girl
this
group
is
from the 60s.
This is the Marvel
Please,
Universe.
Mr. Postman was their big
comic
hit,
books,
1961.
Movies. So, Rodney,
Gladys
this isn't
Horton and Katherine Anderson.
Okay, Rodney,
Georgiana
this isn't
Tillman, all the Marvelettes.
Rodney, we've been told that you know everything about the Marvel.
Marvelettes, yeah.
No, the right, Marvel no, this is Universe. Marvel. This is we're talking about Iron Man and Captain America and the Hulk and stuff like that.
Did you say what?
Oh, boy.
We were told that you knew everything.
It was the Marvelettes.
Oh.
Oh. Beachwood 45789 in 1962.
All right,
when
all right, let's play the game,
seven
I guess.
On the charts.
May not go well.
The Marvelettes.
Cindy in Los Angeles. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
You have any Marvelettes trivia?
No, I have Captain America trivia.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay, so the question is, what is Captain America's famous trademark?
What is Captain America's famous trademark? That's pretty easy, Rodney. If you've even seen a picture of Captain America, you know that one.
The map of Florida.
What?
On his penis.
Oh.
No.
I'm thinking of Michael Jackson.
Oh,
you're very confused
right
now.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Is that right, Cindy?
No, it's his shield.
Shield,
yeah.
His shield, Rodney. Come on.
Yeah.
All right.
Come on, Rodney.
What did I win?
You didn't win anything.
You didn't win anything, but Cindy did. Cindy's
the
going
map
to see
of Florida
Ant-Man.
On his shield?
Okay.
Marvelettes.
Let's go to Hector in Los Angeles. Hi, Hector.
Hey, how's it going, party people? And Rodney.
All right. It's Godhead.
What's your question?
Okay, my question is, in the upcoming movie Deadpool, who is playing Deadpool? Which actor?
Playing Deadpool.
Yeah, there you go.
Adam Ant.
Close. It's actually Ryan Reynolds.
How's it close?
You don't drink, you don't smoke.
I just want to be nice to old people.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do? All right.
That's very kind of you, Hector. You've won tickets for Ant-Man. Well done. All right. So that's two so far. It sounds like so far you're not super knowledgeable about Marvel.
Right. That may have been a mistake.
Promised Marvelettes.
Mike is going to ask you about Ant-Man. Okay.
All right. Adam-Ant.
No.
Mike. Ant-Man.
Mike in Los Angeles. Hi.
Ant-Man.
Hey, Rodney. The first Ant-Man had a girlfriend, Janet Van Dyne, who became his fighting crime partner. What was her character known as?
Flock of Seagulls.
Wouldn't it be weird if that was right?
All right, what did I win?
Is it right, Mike?
That's close. She was a wasp.
Oh.
Okay, but it was another flying thing, Rodney. That wasn't too bad.
Kaja Gugu?
Why are you still guessing? He already
for
won the
three
ticket.
So far. Who's
Bananarama.
Next, Kevin?
All right, let's go to
summer.
Matthew Lamita.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Stump Rodney.
All right.
Sorry, I can. Am I on?
Yes, you are. You are on, and it's time to stump Rodney.
All right. My question is, in the Iron Man 3 movie, what was the nickname assigned to the Mark 17 armor?
Haircut 100.
Is it Haircut 100, Matthew?
Oh, so close. It's actually the Heartbreaker armor.
Love plus one.
Why do you say love play? He just gave us the answer.
Heartbreaking.
That's a tough question. Right. Good answer, but thank you, Matthew. You have won tickets for Ant-Man. You'll see it on the 16th. We have just one more pair of passes, Rodney, if the next contestant can stump you.
All right. Let's try Marvelette trivia this time.
And we don't have Marvelette trivia. Marvel. Angel, hi.
Hi, hello.
Hi. Stump Rodney.
Who took over Spider-Man's body in Superior Spider-Man?
Dr. Octopus.
What was that?
Dr. Octopus.
Oh, no.
Damn you, Rodney.
How did you know that, Rodney? Why would you know what Superior Spider-Man is?
How did you know that?
What?
You missed all of the other ones.
You missed Captain America's shield.
What are you talking about?
You missed Captain America's shield. That's
the bangles.
But out of the blue, you came up with Doc Ock. How?
It's not.
I don't know.
I say we give it to Angel anyway.
That's
not cool.
Right, what did I win?
You didn't win anything, but Angel won. Because that's not cool. I don't know how you got that.
Please, Mr. Postman.
Okay.
Marvelette.
Thank you, Angel. You're going.
Okay, thank you.
You win. Thank you.
He sounded surprised.
He sure did.
We all were.
Yeah, we all were.
Let's all stop Rodney now.
Yeah, wig, wham, bam.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:38.
By the way, we did not congratulate our winner. Do you still have it on your screen?
I don't think I have it anymore. It's been removed.
Here we go. Gene Chase from Los Angeles. Congratulations, Gene. Thank you for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. You are now qualified for K-Rock's Road Trip USA 2015. Destination number one, it's Lollapalooza in Chicago. You might see Florence and the Machine, Alabama Shakes, The Monsters of Men, Metallica, Paul McCartney, and more. Grand prize drawing is going to be Monday morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Your chance to win is going to be at noon today and then at 3, 6, and 9 p.m. Get the details at krock.com.
That's a great festival to go to, too, because that park is right in the city, so you can see the entire skyline of Chicago. It's beautiful.
Chicago's a good deal.
Yeah.
Did you go to the Bean when you were there?
I walked by the Bean and I said,
"Hey, the Bean is cool, right?"
And I said, "Hey, what's that?" And then I just kept walking. Like, I don't know why it's there. What's the
why wouldn't you get your picture taken with it? It's just a piece of public art, but you stand there and you can see the entire skyline of Chicago reflected on it. In addition to you, it's kind of a cool way to take your picture and the city at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, I had no interest.
Not impressed. Okay.
No.
Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey.
What's going on?
Showbiz stuff.
Kind of showbiz stuff.
You know that James Bond musical that we were supposed to hear about?
Yeah.
That they said wasn't going to happen?
Right.
Apparently it is going to happen.
Fantastic.
But here's the thing. But Mary Saltzman, daughter of one-time Bond film producer Harry Saltzman, said, oh, yeah, right. They have the permission to give for the musical that I said we were going to do that we don't have.
So
it's going to be a parody musical.
Oh, no.
See, in parodies, you can do that, and you don't have to get the rights from the people. So it's going to be Shmame Shmam.
Oh, no.
Shmubble 07. And that way, she can mount her musical without having to get the rights from Cubby Broccoli's family.
Wow.
And,
well, I think we all can agree on the fact that you...
So that's what we have to look forward
to. I wonder if Sean Connery can work his songs into that one.
I think he already did. It's a parody music.
Parody.
Parody is you can get away with stuff when
you do parodies.
Mm.
Frankly, it gives me the willies.
It gives me the willies, too. Juliana Rancic will officially be leaving her gig as anchor on the E! News next month. Word is she's going to join the mothership and go back to her home planet.
Wow.
With the rest of the Greys. What's going on there? What's that? What's happening? What is going on with her?
Sorry.
Wow. Oh, that one just came out of nowhere.
That was a sneeze, by the way, for people.
That just came out of nowhere.
When Bean sneezes, that's the noise.
I apologize.
Wow, that hurt.
I didn't even have time to cut my mic.
That
happened so fast.
I feel like we would have heard it had you cut your mic.
Sorry.
That's a crazy noise.
How does someone not know they're going to have a sneeze, by the way?
I don't know. It just came up so fast, like out of nowhere. It's not like I felt it coming and then had a chance to either fight it or turn off the mic or something. It just was, the minute I knew it was happening, it happened.
Bean, you're okay?
I feel like E is moving in the right direction.
Do you?
Deporting Juliana Rancic and killing Joan Rivers. I mean, they're making the channel a lot more watchable.
Man. Well, she's going to stay on Fashion Police, but they are going to get another alien, apparently, to host the E! News.
Sorry.
What?
Was that a previous scream? Yeah. A sneeze? Is that what that was?
Yes, it was.
That's on tape.
Yep.
Sorry.
Who sneezes? Who makes that noise?
Donald Duck.
How does he make that noise?
Sorry.
That's all right. It's okay.
I feel like this is the first time Allie has been subjected to
this. Oh, I believe this is her introduction, yes.
It is. And I've heard it a million times, and it's still awesome.
It's always a surprise.
Sorry.
You all right? You
okay? He apologizes immediately.
Sorry. You don't want to be rude. I mean, you don't want to burp or
what
sneeze
is
or
happening after the sneeze that is causing such serious pain to you?
Omar,
we get the grunt after.
Omar, I think he was injured in some way other than the sneeze, and it made it hurt his rib or something.
Oh,
in that one,
his sphincter exploded. Or
Omar
something.
Has already uploaded the sneeze that just happened, so we can hear that one again.
I don't know that we need to spend any more time on this. Let's get back to letting Ralph have his segment here. Sorry.
See, there's... Wait, nothing hurt there with the ribs. What's... Play it.
Sorry.
What is happening? What, does he keep blowing out an O-ring? What happens when that sneeze goes on?
I don't know. What's the painful half of that?
I don't know. I mean, it happens in just an instant. It just happens so fast.
But most of us sneeze, but we don't go,
ugh! It doesn't cause irreparable damage.
Sorry.
What happens?
I don't know. Sorry.
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 I could do that all day.
Well, at least I've got a new ringtone. Nothing else.
Sorry.
I'm not even going to try to follow that. I'm just going to...
Allie has taken off her headphones and was off the floor.
Yeah, we're just gone. We're all done. We're all done. We're all good.
Sorry.
Friday, though, right? I mean, that's the good news, is that we could recover on the weekend and be back on Monday. And
tomorrow's Friday.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Offspring drummer Pete Parada celebrates his birthday today. Fred Savage, one-time boy actor, now grown-ass man and a very successful director. 39 years old today. Remember him from Princess Bride?
No, finish the story, Grandpa. What, you really want to hear what happens with the prince? Am I bothering you? I got one more question for you.
He did the eyes.
Peter Falk.
Oh, yeah, he does. Oh. Got to do the eye if you're doing Peter Falk. Oh.
You don't want to hear this. There's kissing involved.
I'm the juice.
So Princess Buttercup heard Wesley say, as you wish.
Courtney Love is 51 years old today. Tom Hanks, mother-loving Tom Hanks.
Best human ever.
To celebrate, I'm going to go home today. I'm going to pop in That Thing You Do. You ever seen That Thing You Do?
Great movie.
I just want to... I'm going to take the DVD and
you
just...
Can't, what? You can't
make
do that.
Love to it. Love that movie.
He's got so many great movies.
He does, but That Thing You Do for me is a special film. Because he wrote it, he directed it, he stars in it, and it introduced me to Steve Zahn, one of my favorite actors of all time. And,
that other guy?
The other guy who's really good. In it. Three names. Scott Howard Thomas, Bill Jones Smith.
I'm guessing it's not.
I think that's that.
Scott Thomas Scott Francis Scott Key.
No.
Yes, I'm pretty sure it's Scott Key.
No. It's George Thomas Ringo. Paul Thomas Anderson.
Nope.
It's a great movie with a great cast. That's all we need to say here.
It's George C. Scott.
Nope.
It's three names. He's really great.
Okay.
Wayne Gacy?
No.
Oh.
Anyway, Tom Hanks is 59 years old today. Jimmy Smits is 60. O.J. Simpson turned 68 years old today. Is no one listening in the other room? Give me the name of the damn actor.
Tom Everett Scott.
Tom Everett Scott. That's it. They had to wait for me to yell at them before they would volunteer
like
that information?
I like that Dave's mad at you.
Right, because I'm standing like a schmuck just shouting out any three random names I can come up with. I think somebody would help out a guy.
He knows, but he's not helping.
I'm just happy DeAndre's back.
Don Scott! Leave me alone!
I'm interrupting his busy thing, whatever he's doing.
He's watching a panda cam or some BS.
All right, let's sneeze one more time and go home.
Sorry.
Girl's most painful sneezer.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
We all don't know.
None of us know.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show with Beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on all new Kevin to Beach, we have a brand new internet roundup. We've got the movie beat because it's Friday. We have your Ant-Man tickets. We have your Comic-Con tickets. We have Adam Carolla. And we also have Joe Rogan talking about UFC 189 this weekend. And we've got...
Sorry.